Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 113. Today we are debating the things that make us laugh. So things that are in a sort of an ironclad laugh. Every time we see it, we make it laugh. The normal Chicago boys are out in Vegas doing a bunch of Super Bowl stuff. So we have an all New York crew today. I'm sure everyone's pumped about that.
We don't need them.
We don't fuck them.
We
don't
need them. We're doing the damn thing in New York.
In New York, as Robbie Fox says. We got Robbie Fox. We got Nate, Tommy, obviously part of this part of the show. Clemmer, Marty, and Dana. We had to have Marty and Dana specifically too, because every time you guys come on, you just got something.
Let's fucking do it, boys. I like this subject a lot.
Hot start.
Yes, I do.
I thought it was a hard
up last night.
I thought it was a hard subject for myself.
No, it was fucking all, I was my fiance gets the ring key. What is it called? Ring?
Doorbell?
Doorbell thing. Yeah. And I was just standing there looking at my phone, cracking up, writing stuff to Ken Jack.
Wait, what is that?
What is the ring doorbell?
Like the doorstep you were doing?
She saw me at the doorstep just laughing, and she's like, why are you laughing? I'm like,
you were doing this at the doorstep?
I was just, why is everyone
fucking
weird? Why do you have to make it like, is that weird?
That you were doing this on your door?
I was walking into the house and laughing, and she saw me laughing, and she said, why are you laughing? Is that so fucking crazy?
It's a way you phrase that.
Why does everything have to be so fucking crazy?
You phrased it like you stopped at your door and wrote the question.
I was standing there, I'm just saying I was cracking up at the subject. What the fuck?
You brought a ring doorbell into it.
You brought the ring doorbell into anything.
Why does that really got to be a big thing?
Dana's in a
I was laughing at the ring. That's it.
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't say it.
Everything is, oh, you were doing this? You fucking...
We were curious.
The craziest thing I've ever heard.
Look, you phrased cop.
Who are you saying it to? Me?
Whatever. That's, everything's got to be so crazy.
Yeah, them.
We were asking curious questions.
That's such a regular question. Like, you
were like, oh my God, you were at the doorstep.
You brought a confusing story and we were trying to get answers.
You just said ring and laughing, and everyone's like, oh, what?
I was laughing at the subject, writing stuff down, and I got caught laughing in the ring doorbell.
I think you said it like that.
You just wanted to bring up he's got a fiance. You get it.
And a ring camera.
First, I thought he was laughing at rings. That was going to be one of his. I'm like, I didn't see you submit that.
I might have said the story.
I think if you said it how you just said it, we've been into the topic.
You know what I mean? Everything's, oh, you fucking, yeah.
Believe me, I got it.
All right, nobody talk to Dana.
Oh,
this
Dana's
podcast.
In a mood. Unbelievable.
I was just saying how excited I was.
Yeah, well, now you know.
Oh, yeah, now we know now. Oh, yeah.
You're in a great mood.
Before we get into that, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, Game Time. Look, you don't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event because we have Game Time. It's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. I think every one of us here has used it. We talk about it all the time. If you listen to any Barstool podcast, you listen to us kind of just wax poetic about it. I used them most recently, I think, for a Pistons 76ers game. Robbie, I feel like you did a concert probably with Game Time.
Yep, I've been to concerts recently with Game Time. It's the best in the biz.
Best in the biz? Concert boys? Are you a music guy? I don't know.
I'm not a big concert guy, but I go to Ranger game soon with Game Time.
Ranger game?
Oh, me and Nate just went to a Ranger game with Game Time.
Ranger game. There you go.
Project this weekend, I'm going to Waste Management. Game Time.
I'll get
some 16th hole tickets.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. You get last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. It's easy to find and buy tickets for any type of event in your area. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All in prices show you the total up front so that you know you're getting a great deal without the hidden fees. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right. Things that make us laugh. Every single time, foolproof laughter. Very first options off the bat, number 5 versus the 12. The 5 seed is people slipping on ice. So I think these are in the YouTube age have been really good, especially because thanks to Ring doorbells. Ring doorbells have had a lot of these in the recent memory. People slipping on the ice and just like slowly falling. And like that, I think that moment in any one of those videos where like you see them stop and realize that they're going to slip and they can't do anything about it. Always great. Going up against the number 12 seed, little kids saying adult stuff. I should have gotten more clarification, but I do like that one.
It's like a kid like cursing.
Yeah. Cursing shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Saying anything. Yeah.
That's I saw maybe the cutest, funniest TikTok I've ever seen last night. It was like this mom with her like little 2-year-old girl, and she was like, "All right, you're in the bathroom. You're only allowed to curse in the bathroom. Like, I'm going to close the door." And like, she left the camera running, and like, you're allowed to curse. And she closed it, and she just goes, bitch, motherfucker, like so proud of, like that is a guaranteed laugh.
Yeah. Let's start with you, Dana B. Which one do you think is a more?
I think this was one of my submissions, so I'm going to go with this. The swearing as a kid. I got in trouble once when I was in like third grade. I had to write an essay saying I'm sorry for saying bathroom words.
Hmm. Bathroom words?
Yes.
Oh, shit,
I think I was saying shit, and it's good. I always, you know, there's anytime I see a little kid, I'm the bad influence. I'm like, say fuck.
Yeah.
And they always do it.
Anytime you see a kid, you say fuck?
That's insane.
It's wild.
No, that's crazy.
Totally,
Dana, that's
the
totally normal.
Thing we're you not, ever no, fucking Dana. Heard.
It's like a totally normal thing to do to kids.
That's, oh, no, not like every kid I see.
No, that's totally right.
No, if it's like a kid I know well enough, I'm like, hey, go say shit to your dad. You know, like, fucking really.
You did say every kid.
Yeah, I know. I was.
I think sometimes you make your own mess, and you wonder why we react the way you do. You say crazy shit.
If I know the kid well enough, I'm like, go say shit. Like
your cousin,
dad.
You're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Third or fourth meeting with the child, you'll tell him to say curse.
I'm saying stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I've never done that, so I don't know. I'm sure it is.
It is.
Marty.
I'm gonna be very opposite. I think in this because I don't find falling that funny anymore. I think I've, because really? I'm nervous about falling, you know? Yeah. Like, you get one fall a year. Everyone falls once a year, no matter what. And that scares me. So I'm going with the kid. A kid cursing or a kid even, like, having an adult conversation is funny.
When you did the spin move and you fell right over there, that was very funny.
Yeah, it was
I can tell you one thing I don't like, kid reporters.
Oh, yeah.
They could just have a mic and say something. This guy's the future.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
Not good.
You see, fucking.
I should have that fucking job.
I should have started that.
Okay, Clemmer?
Yeah, so when I could read very young. I could read when I was 2.5.
Oh,
so, nice. Thank you, yeah. I was bright once. So when I was around 3 or 4, like if I was going over a neighbor's house, the neighbors would like bring me down and have me read the newspaper and like read these like horrific like stories about like the most violent crimes you can imagine. Because they thought it was funny hearing a little kid read it. So I kind of take that one personally. I didn't like being a parlor trick to these people. So I'm gonna pick slipping on the ice because I think there's something funny about. Plus, when someone's
on today,
when you someone
said a parlor trick,
yeah, so they treated me like a.
It's funny.
It's not when you're the kid. It's like I was playing with my friends. Like Chris, come down and read the page 5
like
in New York Times.
Pulling you out of like a freeze tag game.
Yeah,
like a bus crash.
That's exactly what happened. And I go down. And I got to read this boring article. You know, it's just like
I'm starting to see how this
crucified today.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
Do you guys picture Clemmer like his face as a 3-year-old?
Yes, exactly how it is.
Yeah,
right
well,
now.
Yeah, just his face on a small box.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly how him would read the newspaper exactly like this at 3 is funny.
The same voice too.
17 dad.
Yeah. A Pan Am plane crash, killing everyone.
That's
no,
young. You actually remember it?
Oh yeah,
like saying that.
I remember having to do it. I don't remember the articles I read, but I remember having to do it.
Active doing. Mm-hmm.
And I think because I could read early, like my memory is better back then. No, but because of that, I do remember things at an earlier age. I think because of that, I don't know
nothing.
But slipping on ice makes me laugh a ton because it's not so much the slipping; it's when they almost catch themselves and then go back to slipping. I love just the theatrics about that all. That makes me laugh.
One for slipping on ice, Tommy.
I'm going with the little kids cursing. It's always a guaranteed laugh. The slipping on ice can almost be, like sort of like Marty was saying, almost gets concerned. At a certain age, you have a fall, and that's curtains. Like my grandma had a fall at 80. She was never the same.
You break
you have
a hip,
fall, and
you're dead.
Yeah, like you just have a fall, and that's it for you. Little kid curse. I used to like test my dad, like if a curse word. I used to ask him what, like, is this
what
a
it means?
Curse word?
Okay.
I remember I always thought nuisance was a curse word. I don't know why.
My first thing
I did
I
one time be like, is fuck
say.
A curse word? He was like, oh, yeah. Like, most of the time I was like, no, that's not a curse word. Yeah.
My first thing I asked
fuck.
To say was, at a Sizzler. Anyone ever go to a Sizzler?
Yeah, oh my god, yeah. Best wings and Sundays.
What a delight that place was crap. I had made up a song if I could say crap and at the Sizzler, and that was the first time I could say it. Very nice, but a nice time in our family.
Shout out to Sizzlers.
So yeah, little kids cursing.
Little kids cursing.
Adult stuff. Nate?
Yeah, if you've ever had nephews and they start hearing words that, like, from movies and stuff, and it's all they repeat for, like, you know, 3 days straight, it's very funny. They'll just throw in, like, the word balls or something into the middle of any conversation, and they'll crack up in their little kid voice. Very, very, very funny. So I go with little kids cursing.
I get nervous around young kids if, like, I accidentally curse out. And like I'll back it up, my like, oh shoot, I meant, or something like that.
They know they'll be like, oh, he's got a curse word.
They repeat everything because they can read it on your face that they're not supposed to say it, and then they go crazy.
When
with
the parent gets mad at them, they laugh even more.
Oh yeah.
My niece recently went to my brother and was like, I said a bad word. And he was like, what did you say? Why did you say it? She's like, I hit my knee really, really hard. And I said, ass.
Yeah.
The thought of a little kid hitting my ass.
That's just funny.
So funny.
Whoever says ass after getting hurt.
So funny. Funny. Such a great misuse of the word. But
they know it's bad, but they don't know what context to put
it in. No context. I do think back to Jeff D. Lowe falling down the Apple Store stairs. And I think that was because of ice. I think stairs were icy. He fell down the
Apple Store?
I think so. I think people, it was like an icy day out. There was slush, and I think the stairs were slippery.
Was there that winter? Should have been a submission.
Yeah, if that's not a number one seed, we screwed up.
It makes me want to like go with slipping on. I also love when someone slips and the arm starts doing the windmill.
Yeah, that's the part I love.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I love the whoa, whoa, whoa part, but the fall sometimes does become like, ooh, are you okay? So I'm going to go with the curse words.
Next matchup, number four versus the 13 seed. The number four seed is News Bloopers. And I've been down this rabbit hole many a time. I think the funniest one I've seen, have you guys seen the DD Mega Doo-Doo one?
Yeah, I just saw
that's
that.
That's the funniest one to me.
DD Mega Doo-Doo. I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
The one where, I forget what his name is from Fox, where he just goes, yeah, you keep fucking that chicken.
That's Nick.
I guess that's me.
You keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do
all right.
Never see that. It's like the most random thing ever. No.
And that's going up against number 13 seed, William Hung's audition on American Idol.
Oh,
it's a classic one. Yeah. We'll start with you, Robbie Fox.
I'm going to go with the News Bloopers because I don't remember the audition on American.
She bang, she bang.
Like crazy.
Oh, baby, won't she move?
I haven't thought about that in forever. But yeah, News Bloopers, though. News Bloopers where the newscasters can't keep it together. That's like contagious laughter every time.
Yeah. Nate?
Oof. I'm going to go, and I don't love it, but News Bloopers has to be it because the good way outweighs the bad because I feel like sometimes someone will just say like shit instead of hit, and like the internet will make a huge deal out of something that wasn't funny, but when it's good, it's really good.
You guys have like a DMV. There's a DMV area reporter that I remember was very famous that had a couple of these. Fuck, an older dude. I'll look that up later.
Marty Bass, Jake Bass's dad.
Jake Bass's dad's a news reporter?
He's a legend in the Baltimore area.
Weatherman.
He's one of the biggest legends like in Baltimore.
Really?
Like, Jake Bass's dad, yeah.
He was on a weatherman kick on Twitter once. I like DM a lot of weathermen. And
I remember this.
Where did you DM them?
It was so stupid. We were trying to find like if Groundhog's Day was fraudulent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talked to a bunch of meteorologists. It didn't go anywhere.
They all have made up names too, right?
No, they're all
urologists.
Yeah,
just have crazy names. Like my guy's name.
Like
Matt Hamm.
I remember, like it's like Sam Cloud.
Yeah,
it's like
Storm Field. But I think it's his real name though. Storm Field is a son of a weatherman.
You just have a weather name, and you're just drawn to me.
Did you guys also think that like people on the news were fucking rich as shit when you were younger?
Oh yeah,
Of course.
So I was like, wow.
Anyone on TV, I thought was super rich.
We had a couple News 12 guys that I feel like they had cool ass names.
Yeah, Matt Hamm.
Matt Hammer is a great one.
Fucking awesome name.
Yeah. Fuck, they had some good ones. Tommy?
Yeah, News Bloopers. I feel like in middle school, like some Saturday nights with the boys, we just go down a YouTube rabbit hole of News Bloopers. The lady falling down in the grapes.
I was thinking of that one too.
My favorite video ever.
One. The news anchor who looks exactly like the sketch of the
past. Oh my god.
Yes.
There's just so many classics.
I forgot about that.
Makes me want to go down another news.
My favorite one is a holy fuck.
Oh, the plane crash.
Oh, the plane crash.
Plane crash. Yeah.
We too low.
Yeah. Some ting
dang ow.
Yeah. That's a good one.
pure gold.
The guy that got the fly in his mouth, and he's like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yes, I love
used to be able to like recite. I mean, even then, that you have like the fucker right in the pussy guy, like storm in the mic. Classics.
Lots of good ones. Clemmer?
Yeah, same. I don't have William Hung. I never really got the. I get it, but the news bloopers. I mean, he made me laugh for 20 straight years now.
News bloopers. Marty?
7.
I'm going to have to go to William Hung. I loved that audition. Also, my favorite thing from American Idol was when a blind guy. He got to Hollywood, and Ryan Seacrest goes, "Yes, congrats!" Yeah. And then his hand up and goes, "Oof!" And it was unbelievable.
I mean, in general, I mean this is, but like bad American Idol auditions in general were like very.
It was one of the funniest things. Like definitely. Simon Cowell ripping them apart was one of the funniest things.
A genuine belief that you're good at something
is amazing.
Yeah,
Dana.
News bloopers. I fucking love it. straight. What was the one we were just talking about? The guy gets the fly in his
throat.
That's the high school that led to Chris Wood's death.
The fuck is that?
Like, that's my favorite clip, I think, ever.
His like entire voice and candor changes, too.
Yes.
He's like talking like a news reporter voice. So fucking funny.
I'll go with that.
News bloopers moving on. Next option, number 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The number 8 seed is Fat Jokes. Fat Jokes. I mean, we've had a time with you off these.
I love it.
I've been recently watching this. There's this Twitch streamer named Queso. I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
Yeah.
He just gets shredded with fat jokes.
Yes.
Kill me.
Shredded Queso?
Yeah, that might have been one of them. Dude, they called him like Tun Direction. Like they think of like the craziest jokes about him. It's so funny. And that's going up against number 9 seed. We're not saying who you submitted what. Trump debate clips. Debate clips. Also, Donald Trump's old tweets included underneath it, which I agree, they're hilarious.
That's all together?
Yeah.
That's just not Tommy.
Wait, what about like Trump campaign clips?
It's part of the debate clips.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, all right. So everybody's playing for second now.
The Cinco de Mayo tweet.
Yeah, but the Trump
The paper towels in
Puerto Rico.
It is comedy that even the most genius comics in the world could never dream up.
Treats him like a dog.
It's Robert
only Pattinson. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, you fat pig. It's so fucking unreal. So Dana B.
Well, my obvious answer, I'm just already thinking about it and cracking up, is Trump. I'm going to come, that one.
Yeah.
The one that always gets me is like, it's the meme of when he's standing outside, he's like, oh, I'm just finding this out. Yeah. You're just telling me this now. What is that?
Like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
In the background. The
when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's up, silly woman.
Oh, dude. It goes viral every Christmas, but him asking the kid if he still believes in Santa because his age's borderline.
It's marginal.
Marginal at that age.
Him putting the candy on the minion's head Halloween.
Even like the solar eclipse when they're like, don't look at the sun, and he's just like staring right at it.
The paper towel.
That's so fucking funny.
All the Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson
are so good.
Everyone knows I am right that Robert Pattinson should dump Kristen Stewart. In a couple of years, he will thank me. Be smart, Robert.
President of the United States. But it's fucking...
He wasn't at that time, but yeah, he was obsessed with that for a little bit.
I mean, this is the definition of the show right now is like what makes you laugh. I can't stop thinking.
We're literally cracking up. Yeah,
that's my obvious answer.
Marty?
Love it.
Trump. Talent he has about changing someone's last name into something funny.
Yes. Ron DeSanctimonious.
DeSanctimonious is one of the funniest. Like,
Pocahontas.
Yes.
Legendary.
The first debate he did when we all learned that he's just going to go person to person making up nicknames is like a legendary piece of cinema where I think it's like, is it a Gillis joke? He's like, they didn't even know you could do that. They're there to debate economic policy, and he's just
making fun of Marco Rubio's hands,
right? Yeah, and calling
all hands Rubio,
whose wife is like just a fat pig, and he's just saying it like we all thought president was so prestigious, and he's just making a mockery of it.
Yeah, he's just one of the boys up there, like ripping his other friend. Like, we're talking about a guy who literally just has a thing called Truth Social. Like, he's on there. This is the truth. He says whatever. Tommy follows him.
I'm on Truth Social.
Dude, he called Ted Cruz's wife like a fat, gross pig, and then a day later, Ted Cruz just endorses
him.
Ted Cruz's dad was the Zodiac killer.
His dad was the Zodiac. That's fucking crazy.
And then he had Ted Cruz in his like HQ, like being like, "Can you please vote for Donald?" Yeah. No, this is my favorite tweet of all time from Donald Trump. It makes me feel so good to hit sleaze bags back. Much better than seeing a psychiatrist, which I never have.
Yes, yes.
And haters and losers, of which there are many. That's another.
Nipples protruding.
Oh, Barney Frank. Yeah.
Barney Frank nipples. Yeah. I forgot about
gross
that.
Nipples for true.
Holy and, shit, dude. He's unbelievable.
And my favorite is when he bullied Rudy Giuliani into ordering the meatloaf at the White House.
I forgot about that.
Just bullied him into doing it.
Fuck, man. This is going to be a tough one to beat. Marty, they're doing sumo wrestling out there, yes, by the way. If you see us like looking over there to see
that's
what's going
what I've
on.
Been...
I think Vibs is about to go against a pro
sumo. This works
sumo
out. It's fucking gross.
Yeah. It looks good. One for Trump. Marty?
Trump.
You going Trump as well?
Trump's not only the funniest like politician ever; he's like the funniest like public figure ever. Like it's Donald Trump. This is gonna be tough to beat.
Donald Trump.
I still think about. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before. There was one night I got high on an edible and I just scrolled through like an old Trump archive like Twitter account. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard. Like literal tears and like I don't often laugh out loud. Like I had literal tears in my eyes. Yeah. Like I could
you
not.
You became him for about a month.
Yeah.
And it was like
the
best week of my life.
One of
teleprompter.
Literally,
was...
like I get why he keeps running for president. Fucking addicted. It's like making up whatever you want and be like, yeah, the teleprompter, simple Marty, special Marty.
And even if you lose, you'd be like, well, it was rigged.
Yeah.
You can never lose.
Never lose.
Unbelievable. No, every time I speak of the haters and losers, I do so with great love and affection. They cannot help the fact they were born fucked up.
Yep.
Tweet that.
Yeah. That was a great trickle down too, is everybody claiming that it was stolen. There was a lady in Baltimore who I swear got like 6% of the vote and she went on a rampage that it was stolen from her. It was so funny.
Jake Bass's mom.
He got on the map by just being like Obama was born in Kenya.
That was his first
hit out of nowhere. He's like, I think Obama's
He was on the map for a long time.
But like in the political map. World.
Yeah.
Like that I remember being like his foray. It was like, how do I get into the political world? Like I'm gonna say the president's from Kenya.
Let's see that birth certificate. I would like to see it. Yeah. Where was he born?
Yeah, it was like the fact that he was at the press or like the correspondence dinner in like 2012 or something, and like Obama was like openly mocking like Trump, the idea of Trump running for president, and then he just sat there and 5 years later just took his job.
Yeah. Nate.
Yeah. It's Trump. This is his bracket to lose.
It is, yeah. It's going to be a weird look if just the funniest thing that always makes us laugh is Donald Trump. It'd be like Barstool's at it again.
Yeah, hey, this episode's going to do great on Rumble.
Millions of
yeah. All right, so now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed Cheyenne game. We'll do the Cheyenne first. Very first option, a couple people submitted him, White Sox Dave. And I agree. Sox Dave, he has clips that are as funny as anything. The
gum one.
When Ken Rosenthal and like Buster Olney and all these guys are like legit tweeting me and everything.
The gum tearing up his face on the fucking Velcro.
Velcro.
He just led with his head. His whole body was Velcro. The wall was Velcro. There's so little room.
It makes you laugh a ton.
Oh, that's why I submitted it.
You submitted my sex thing?
He kills me, dude. Everything he does, he's just a little fucking runt.
So mean.
Makes me laugh so much.
I submitted the video of John Cena speaking Chinese. He's talking about ice cream. And always, every time I watch that, it makes me laugh. You ever seen that? He speaks like fluent Chinese.
He speaks Mandarin.
And there's just a video of him talking about ice cream. He's like, "Wo si huan, bing qi ling, bing qi ling." And like, it's just the funniest thing to me every time I see it. Parody songs from Tommy.
I'm assuming that wasn't racist of you. That was
actually how you say it.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah.
I like a good parody song. Back in the day, Weird Al Yankovic, Rucka Rucka Ali, who in retrospect, one of the most racist humans to ever live. I don't know. Does anyone remember Rucka Rucka?
We talked about it, I think, on the show a while back.
He would just make these parody songs that were so incredibly racist. Like, and when, you know, you're 14, you're like, oh, these are pretty funny. But no, they were, looking back, they were bad. But I liked them. They're funny.
Lonely Island.
Lonely Island, great.
Yeah, Lonely Island.
White and Nerdy. Weird Al. There was another good one, too, yeah. Pop Punk, obviously. Misunderstandings, where two characters are talking about two totally different things, but everything they say fits for both. Modern Family does this really well.
Yeah, this is my favorite like TV show thing. I didn't know really how to put this into words, but forever. Like, I remember it happened early at Drake and Josh, where I don't remember the exact scene, but like the dad was talking and like the other lady thought she was talking about a girlfriend, but it was like the weather woman or whatever it is. And Modern Family does this a lot where like the two characters are like talking about completely different things.
It's a sitcom trope. It's been around since the 60s. Yeah.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, it just is very funny to me.
The way he says it is so demeaning.
It is. It's like,
I understand.
He didn't understand.
I know. That's what he does. He goes, oh, it's been around for 60s. It's like, what you got?
Drake and Josh popularized it.
Yeah, Drake and Josh is the one who put it on the
Drake
map.
Drake and Josh was the first time I remember seeing it.
Some would say I Love Lucy, Dave, but yeah, sure, Drake and Josh.
Lucy. I'm sure it was Jake Bell.
Grape Lady Falling Down, which we talked about a minute ago.
Oh my God, it's my favorite viral video of all time from her noises of ooh, 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 and then they cut back to the newscaster and his line, he goes, I think she's actually hurt.
Yeah. and then one of the all-time bracket classics, Liz Gonzalez getting run over by a car. From Nate, and I can't believe we didn't think of this, one of us two at least. Every single fucking time we talk about it, it makes me laugh. Just because every time we talk about it, it gets exaggerated a little bit more.
Just doing cartwheels through
like
the air.
Little cartwheels through the air. Like it's just a
bottle of Marlowe flying through the air.
I saw her at the airport recently. I was scared to say hi.
No.
Oh,
yeah. You didn't say hi?
I should have. I was friends, not friends, but like, you know.
Did you get hit by the air tram?
Did you free any criminals?
She looked busy. She was with a friend, so I'm like, all right, I'll let her do her thing.
Fair enough. Robbie Fox, which one of these chain options do you want to see go on? White Sox,
go
Dave.
Grape Lady. Just because I submitted it's my favorite video ever. Even the Family Guy parody of Stewie falling is just as funny. It's my favorite.
Grape Lady, Nate?
It has to be Liz getting pulverized by an SUV. It just has to be. Oh, Liz Gonzalez imprint in the grill of the car. Yeah, has to be that.
Liz?
Tunes.
Yeah, repeat him again?
White Sox Dave, the video of John Cena speaking Chinese, the parody songs, the misunderstandings, the trope, Grape Lady falling down to Liz Gonzalez.
I don't want it to go too far, but yeah, I mean, of those, Liz Gonzalez getting hit by a Cadillac Escalade and not being able to walk for years is by far the funniest.
She had a little thing with the tennis balls.
Dude, I forgot about that. She had a walker.
The day she came back in the office and Dave like was just like, oh, like trying not to laugh.
He stopped in his tracks. When he heard the clicking of the crutch.
Yeah.
He stopped. Like, oh, she's
I mean, all the Millmore shorts when he did the Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He did the Game of Thrones.
Yes. That was,
there's just nothing funny.
It's no, it shouldn't be, but it is.
It was very sad. She like was hurt for months, but
now
the jokes that came from it were unbelievable.
Clemmer?
Yeah, I don't even know. The funniest Liz Gonzalez clip for me is when she's like a Yankee. She's a Yankees game and she's like having a breakdown. That to me is funny. But I'm going to go with the Grape Lady. I mean, that's just hysterical.
Two for the Grape Lady and two for Liz Gonzalez. Marty?
White Sox, Dave. The fact that, dude, I've said this story 40 times, but like he called Smitty being like, my dog's got a rash, but it was just that he was petting his dog with Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
You know what? I'm switching to white food. That's like, I forgot about
and
that.
And like that was not content. Like he genuinely is one of the funniest people I've ever talked to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he means it. And he's also like a really good guy, which also makes it funnier because he doesn't mean to, but he's just so funny, man.
What was
the Cusack?
I was there. I was next to him during a Cusack video. Like, I was there. And like when he was after, he wasn't laughing. I was like, bro, we just got gold. He was like, the motherfucker. Like, he was so mad about it. I was like, do you know what you just did? Like, that was going to be viral. And he's like, I don't care. He's like yelling at me about it, too. And it was so fun.
So you're going to go with White Sox Dave. Dana?
I will too, yes.
Another for White Sox Dave. White Sox Dave going to move on and going to go up against kind of a powerhouse, but I wonder how you guys vote on it. The most submitted option by far by you guys, by Twitter, by everything else, farts. Yeah. Farts are just always make it. Someone submitted fart noises from Clemmer.
Yep,
Robbie Fox did.
Yep.
Fart noises from objects that aren't human.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one, too.
Shit.
Like a whoopee cushion or like a
ketchup bottle?
Or
I'll show you
a sneaker.
Like something that's not.
I sent it to somebody like this morning.
So, I saw a video of the hot molten ball that gets dropped in goo and then
that
it makes
might
a fart
be
noise.
What I, yeah. Like the mayonnaise right here? Like.
Turn that sucker up. It's a molten hot ball and mayonnaise making a fart noise.
That's fucking funny. Don't find it funny.
And then someone on Twitter said, and I like this one a lot, farts in a bathroom stall, not yours. So like when you're in the bathroom, you hear someone.
So funny.
I don't like that.
It's so hard not to laugh.
We got some fucking farters in this.
Yep.
We got some loud shitters who grunt. It's insane.
I hate it.
I submitted that. I don't know if it's in there later, but I said grunting. Well, hearing someone grunt in the stall makes me laugh so hard.
I got out of the bathroom yesterday because someone was doing it. I was taking a shit. Someone came, took a shit next to me. The second they sat down, I was like, all right, I'm going to go use the other bathroom.
Yeah. The fart sound and the echo that comes from the stall does make you laugh, though.
I don't like
the grunting kills me. I laugh so hard. I'm trying not to laugh out loud, which makes me laugh even harder because I don't want to embarrass that person. But, oh, it's so funny.
Starting out with you, Dana, White Sox Dave versus farts.
That's so funny. Go hand in hand.
A tale as old as time.
Stunned silence when you ask that. Like, oh fuck, that's a
oh fuck.
I'm actually like not a big fart, like human fart guy.
You just cracked up at that.
You made it
laughing at that.
I don't.
That counts underneath it.
I know, but I don't like people farts. I don't. They don't really get me. They used to when I was younger. Now I'm like, that's gross. You know.
Like a fart sound.
Your brother used to fucking fart
sounds is with this as well.
Gross. Yeah,
the farts you do like are
I like the smell of my own farts, but I don't like the smell of other people.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, everyone does. So what are you making a face for? You like the smell of your own?
No.
Oh, come on. That's bullshit.
Why would I lie about that?
Is it preferable than the smell of others?
Of course.
All right.
Like a fart at the bar, too, and you clean the whole get the bag. I don't find that funny.
I do.
No.
This is the worst. I would never expect Clemmer to be such a fart.
I thought Clemmer would be so condescending. Love to laughing at this.
I do. I can't help it. Like, I think it's disgusting, but like, I'm also like laughing. Like, oh, it's gross, but I can't help it.
I still don't fart in front of my fiance. It's been like
really.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get. Does she fart in front of you?
Where do you fart?
Put the shower on when
I went on 4 years. Haven't done it.
I kind of get it from you, but like, it would never be a surprise that Dana farts.
No, no. Yeah.
No, but I also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this isn't gonna work. He farts.
Bob, too.
I get it though, because it's like yours are disgusting. I think it's like I also, when I was like in my high school relationship, I farted. No, I think I burped, and my stepmom was like in front of my old high school girlfriend. She's like, "Don't you ever do that again? That was so like disgusting." And I think I was scarred from that.
Burps are worse than farts.
Yeah, so I'm like,
oh, I agree. Burps are not funny.
The smell
is so gross.
Bad smelling
burps. Burps don't make me laugh at all, and they smell horrible. Farts.
White Sox Dave.
White Sox Dave.
That's
going to be a stunner when he just laughed for 10 minutes of a mustard bottle doing that. And then you go,
I don't like human farts.
Just to back up real quick, you turn on the shower every time you shit so that your fiance doesn't have to hear it?
Or anyone, yeah.
Does she think you're just like the cleanest
like
human?
Here, if I'm shitting, I wait. And if someone walks in, I wait.
I do the same thing.
I don't want them to
hear
me.
Just being
shit.
Polite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only if I think they know it's me.
Well, I don't know how anyone would know it's you.
Well, if you walk in and somebody's at the sink and you say, "Oh, what's up, Vibber?"
Yeah.
And then you go to the
Oh, you do?
Vibbs is in there.
I would hate
No, he says it every time someone walks in.
Yeah, no, I
Wait, you say it from the stall?
No, like no, if I walk into the bathroom and someone's and Robbie's at the sink, I might say, "Oh, what's up, Fox?" and then I go to the stall. I don't want to immediately start shitting.
You have recently yelled out to me and Glenny Balls from the stall.
I did do that too. You guys were talking and I wanted to join in and I said, "Smoke's pooping in here." I'll do that. I'll sometimes do that.
Yeah, you're the worst.
So one for White Sox Dave. Marty?
It's White Sox Dave. I'm not a fart humor guy. Never have been. I when you're younger and someone blasts one, maybe, but like I think it's disgusting.
You know what I like though? When you pull someone's finger and they fart.
You like farts.
You like farts.
I might do farts.
I hate it.
No.
Dude, when I even, like, if I shit in here, when I know it's coming, I'll flush while I shit.
Right. I do that too.
Yeah.
Classic technique.
I think it's disgusting.
I don't want anyone to hear it. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't.
Noise pollution.
Yeah. And when people grunt, you're nuts.
I'm laughing so hard.
It's disgusting.
Oh, man, I knew.
I'm not a bathroom humor guy.
I was wondering, like, why are people grunting so loudly?
I don't know if it's one person, but we have a real grunting.
We have a grunter, yeah.
He used to have, I know.
It's a constipation. It must be.
Feidelberg could be a grunter.
I was thinking the same thing.
He grunts when he
gotta
walks.
Be fights.
Like, I feel like it could be him. Like, he's not even meaning to do it. He just grunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have a grunter that works here. He doesn't work here anymore, but you would look at him and you're like, that's a guy that grunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. That guy was a grunter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That took you too long to put the wires together on that, yeah. Clemmer?
That's his vote.
Like, that yeah, doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything. Do anything.
People get
mad at us. Oh,
I got a kick out of that.
No, thank you. Right? These people are all frauds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's no. I respect Clemmer. You do have the best fake fart. Rudy or was it Nikki Smokes thought
that was real.
Rudy farted.
So if we're at your apartment, right? Yeah. All like and it's like five guys just watching, and some guy just rips one on your leather couch or whatever couch right. you have. You're laughing at that.
I wouldn't. That's different. I think.
That's weird. That's well, like that's, that. That's like
say that's like people find that funny.
No, I that's like that extra rude. I think at someone's house, that's kind of fucked up.
I don't think I'd find that funny. I do find just the act of like actual farts funny.
Yeah,
always funny, I guess. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fart humor person either. Characters to me are funnier, and White Sox Dave is just one of the most absurd characters. I mean, that's a stop every time it's on my timeline. Watch the gum video every single time. Doesn't matter. I will watch. And when he kept doing the shower, I guess it's a term, but I had never heard that term before.
Shower didn't take.
What the fuck does that mean?
Shower just didn't take.
I remember like I had, and it so might be he, more.
I'll tell you what it means. It,
but like I kept, I thought it was him like phrasing it wrong that he didn't take a shower.
No, the shower. No. He was already sweaty, so he got in the shower, and the shower didn't make him unsweaty. The shower didn't take.
Yeah, just it's a bizarre way to phrase.
I've had that many times.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I just never heard someone say a shower.
You like feel less comfortable when you get out of the shower?
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you're sweaty, I'd never take like a hot shower.
Shower didn't take, yeah.
You're lukewarm, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. So White Sox Dave, Nate. Where's farts?
No, it's White Sox Dave. It's, I'm kind of with everybody here where fart sounds are very funny, like out of context fart sounds are very funny. I mean, it's like a chair screeching, everybody's like he farted, very funny. I think what you just said tilted me to White Sox Dave, where if someone's at your house, it's not funny when someone just lets one.
Yeah, White Sox Dave at your house
when they think it's funny too, like they like lift their leg up to like they know that they're doing it.
I guess that doesn't happen in my like in years.
Right, because people know it's not funny. It's not funny.
Yeah,
that's why I can't vote for fart, is because the most pure way of farting we are now saying is not funny. So it has to be what the most pure White Sox Dave is funny.
Fair enough.
Every living moment is funny of White Sox.
That's what it comes down to for me. I'm voting Dave because not all farts are funny, but Dave is always funny.
Yes,
Dave
you could funny. Give me
it's like square, rectangle, rectangle, square.
Exactly.
Yes. Five people in the world to have a doc, like to see a documentary, like where I got to just like watch them at all times. I think White Sox Dave would be pretty high on the list.
Yeah, and I would want
love
this
like
on the
a
record.
Big Brother cam on White.
When
Sox
he tries to be funny, I still think he's funny.
Mm. Oh,
people are like, oh, he's not funny. Like he's funnier when he's not.
He's Louis C.K. when he tries.
When he's trying to be
Chappelle
funny,
when he doesn't try.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't drop off.
A different type of humor. Hilarious.
Okay, so White Sox Dave's going to move on. Let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, Factor. We're all big Factor guys here. Legitimately, out of all the meal servers I've ever tried, it's by far the best. Like, you put in a thing into your microwave for 2 minutes, and it tastes like someone just cooked a meal right in front of you. Absolutely love them. They're delicious, ready-to-eat meals or make eating better easy every single day. Wherever tomorrow takes you, get you ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. You have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie-smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. There's even more to enjoy with 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. We talked about this before, I think, the last time, too, the smoothies, man.
Oh, yeah.
Their smoothies are
unreal. Vanilla something?
Vanilla cake,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah. Delicious.
Unbelievable. They're worth it just for that alone, but the meals are just absolutely incredible. Again, sign up and save.
Make sense that a steak can taste that good in that
not frozen
microwave. Yeah,
doesn't even come frozen, just fresh off the bone.
It tastes like, so like, again, like you just made it right in front of you. It's insane. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. No prep, no meal mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to eat, heat and eat. Nice, that's a good one. So there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while the subscription is active. That's LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while the subscription is active. All right, second half of the bracket, number 11 versus the 6. The number 11 is another, and we might be being too niche here, I guess, but it's another one very similar to the vein of White Sox Dave. Can you guess who I'm about to say?
Mintz.
Ben Mintz.
Yeah.
Ben Mintz. Been by, I think, almost every person here. like, literally. And that's going up against the number six seed, which is mascots running over little kids in football.
Ooh.
Strong.
Oh, wow.
Strong one.
I love that one.
Yep. Strong, strong one.
Now, is there a general submission of little kids getting hurt?
Dude.
No.
Such a good one.
Okay, so this...
This will be your substitute, I guess.
Yeah. Little kids getting like stiff-armed into hell is so funny.
Little kids getting hurt in general is the funniest thing.
So funny.
Like when there's a YouTube video.
They fall flat on their face.
Yeah, just anything. Yeah. Or this one kid gets like his face shoved into a cake from his sister. He's like in a lot of pain.
See, ever since I became an uncle, like I don't find that stuff funny.
But the mascot's like crushing kids.
No, little kids getting hurt.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that to me. So like you know how like you were saying like some like the people slipping on ice. Like Marty was saying, that's not funny for him because that's still funny for me, but for some reason kids are is
little
not.
Kids like get hurt, like they're almost invincible. Yeah, like, they are just constantly falling.
Like Wolverine, it's crazy.
They only cry because like the parents like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, react.
Like, oh, I should be hurt.
Mm. So with you,
that was kind of deep, Marty.
Yeah. I'm pretty smart,
Robbie Fox.
I'm not anti little kids getting run over by mascots by any means, but Ben Mintz is just on another level.
Yeah.
Where what you were saying about like a 24/7 camera. That'd be, we would need it on tape delay, but I would love one on MS as well. Because, I mean, I was on a trivia team with the guy. He pulled me into closets had team meetings as if we were making roster moves on the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so dead serious, I couldn't believe he was being for real, but that's Ben Mintz.
I just had my first phone call with Ben since becoming a member of my trivia team. Yep. Yeah, he is. He's very serious about it.
He treats the dozen like
beads at the girl this weekend.
That was great. Yeah,
and it's not even like a top 50 Ben Mintz moment. That's what's crazy.
The cap, the dunce cap, consistently hitting every single door frame is.
It's just like I can't help myself.
Watch those doors, Mincy. Watch it. Yeah, how do you advise it to?
No.
Yep. Some of the greatest comedy writers, you wouldn't even put it in. You're like, well, the third door frame would become non-believable. Like, nobody would do that.
You couldn't open a styrofoam box.
The bobblehead was
I mean,
so
that was the great. Most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The bobblehead.
Just the way he played even Tommy's video where Tommy fake got him arrested.
Oh.
And when
for the next couple months, Ben was like, that was the best piece of content I ever put out.
I mean, when I just watch my friend walk him around and ask him questions, when he says, I'm doing something almost every day, like earnestly, like it never ends. My Twitter account is never ending.
The email list too, like where he would send Dave an email, it's just his blog five times, like line item. It's
his goodbye to New York blog. Could I have worked harder? Definitely so.
Dude, he's one of one. So one for Ben Mintz.
Oh, I could tell Ben Mintz stories forever. He huge on the phone calls too. Like he'll call you about the smallest thing and then talk about his time in Louisiana Baton Rouge for the next 20 minutes and then ask you like, should I eat this for lunch? And that was the entire genesis of his phone call. He is one of a kind. It's going to be Ben Mintz versus Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. That's a debate I'd pay to see.
That's a ticket right there. That's a presidential ticket.
It would be like the Shane Gillis bit, though, where it's like him debating Biden, where it's like oh, Ben
can't
Mintz.
Get in this guy's head.
Yeah, you literally can't get in his head. Tommy?
Yeah, it's Ben Mintz. It's not even close.
Ben Mintz, 3-0.
Yeah, Mint.
Ben Mintz again.
Mascot.
Mascot?
Oh, no, you're just being different.
No. I'm not. I find when... someone does a stiff arm to a four-year-old.
You're underselling it.
It is very fun. Hysterical.
And Mintz does the dozen in a public coffee shop and just screams.
He's getting a little more aware for me. But he's still
you're...
the funniest. No, I'm not. I'm telling you. I'm not lying on the bracket.
All right.
I think Mincy's very fucking funny. The cone, the dunce cap was one of the funniest videos I've ever watched. Mm. But I've also... find when you just annihilate a four-year-old, it's funny. And like you're running through the fucking hole and bang, It's funny.
The Colts mascot specifically in my head is always the one that's delivering just the meanest.
I do think we're downplaying how funny that is.
You know, yeah. You know what I think up is against funnier, though? Is yeah. Or not. Mascots fighting each other?
Yeah.
It's funnier than hitting kids. Is that? I mean,
just counter underneath it. Mascots doing funny shit is just.
I think mascots fighting each other is like one of the funniest things in the
because
world.
Because, like, in the mascot world, they're like actually,
real fights.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like playing around. Like, also, punching each other. I've realized mascots take it very seriously.
Yes,
their
dude.
Job.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like, yeah, because I met Blooper's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
And he was like talking like a big game. Like, dude, oh, you're a dude. Mascot. I met a, one of the elephants from Alabama when I was down there, and he was like, he was off camera, so he had his, like, he wasn't in his shit. He's like, dude, I'm a mascot. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, don't tell anyone.
Yes.
All right, I won't. Hoboken, yes, dude. In Hoboken, we were walking.
I wasn't gonna.
This like, guy stopped me by the bathroom. He goes, what's up? I'm like, stop me. He goes, I'm the New Jersey Devil. And I'm like, all right, man, you gonna kill me or something? It's like, oh, just got to keep it low. I'm like, all right.
Jesus.
I'm going to go with mascots. The mascot world
I love Mincy.
Fucking insane.
I love Mincy, but
I love Mincy too.
I could sit there and have tears in my eyes laughing from mascots fighting each other.
Oh, the mascots with Frank the Tank, too. I almost forgot about that. That was,
I don't know if that was funny as much as that was erotic.
Yeah.
Weird.
That was weird.
I like seeing mascots do shit that they wouldn't ordinarily do, like when someone clearly like gives a costume to their nephew and they're like, make sure the kid's birthday party's great, and they start doing like
dances, like, and, like crazy
the one of like, I think Quigg tweeted when we did Disney Boys, he was like, just got off Slinky and Woody's getting sturdy. And it's like Woody.
It's always Woody.
So funny.
Yeah, Elmo.
Mascots are fucking hilarious.
It's just not Ben Mintz.
I'm playing it. I'm telling it's
they are really funny, but Mintz,
you bring up a good
Mintz
point.
Saying, what
Mintz
the
is
hell?
A human mascot.
True. True.
The non-professional mascots, like,
be great.
Renting
like,
it for a kid's party are yes. very, very yeah, fun.
Spider-Man tries to do a backflip, lands on his
oh
head.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so
that's great.
I don't know. Is White Sox Dave and Mincy on the same side of the bracket?
No, opposite sides.
That could be.
Donald Trump's on the other side, too. Don't forget. So we're in it now 4-2 in favor of Mincy. If anyone wants to change off Mincy, I'll give you the chance.
No way.
So Mincy's going to move on. Just give it a chance. Next up, we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is sportscasters messing up and accidentally saying a naughty word. We could throw
in. That's too similar to news.
News.
Yeah, sure. But you can add in addition to that, like, because the example given was the Nick Castellanos, I'm a man of faith thing, which was. And still is very funny.
Was the ESPN, you ever see the one where the guy's like, yeah, I was like with my son in the backyard, whatever, and a guy just goes, that's kind of gay.
Yes. The college football game.
All time.
Yeah, and that's going up against number 14 seed, blooper reels, and specifically three of them. And I'll admit that I submitted these three because I love blooper reels. Eastbound and Down, blooper reel. One of the funniest things. That's the field of my plums.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things ever. It's Always Sunny, blooper reel, and then Parks and Rec, blooper reel. All three of those.
Yep.
Absolutely hysterical.
And what's his fucking name? Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, like.
Yeah. The comeback joke.
Comeback joke is hysterical. So blooper reels versus, we'll do just like sportscaster mess ups. You could say it's too similar to, if you want, we can throw in a different chain one to replace it.
What if we put Shaq and Chuck instead?
Shaq and Chuck, that could be
good. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good
Shaq
one.
And just inside the NBA.
They're fucking hilarious.
That's a really good one.
Let's do that. Shaq and Chuck. Shaq and Chuck versus blooper reels.
They haven't gotten old either. Like,
everything they do.
Sometimes it's.
I mean, if we could specifically talk about Charles Barkley talking about how fat women
San Antonio.
San Antonio are, that would be a strong one seed.
Let's count that in. Start with you, Dana.
Shaq and Chuck.
Shaq and Chuck.
Yeah. I do love the Always Sunny blooper reel. I watch that probably once a year, but. Mm-hmm. Shaq and Chuck.
Shaq and Chuck? Marty?
Shaq and Chuck. I don't actually, I wish I got more into, I have a lot to watch now. I've never really watched blooper reels from shows.
Oh, they're so
good, dude.
Does like Curb have one?
It'll make you, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It'll make you laugh more than the show.
I think I've seen Curbs. It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
I would love to watch
it. By the way, first episode?
Okay. So I blogged about it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It was all right.
It wasn't as bad as you think, as you made it out to be, though, I would say.
Oh, I thought it was worse. Twitter say it was a top 5 episode.
No, that's
what?
A
no, everything no, else no. I saw was like it was awful.
I didn't think it was fine. Awful. I think it had some funny moments, and I like I said, the Brookie bit went far too long.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
Clemmer
was crazy.
I don't know. I guess Shaq and Chuck.
Shaq and Chuck. You feel like you'd be a big blooper reel
dejected.
Guy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like this is a pretty weak matchup.
All right.
The last one was really good. I would say they're all gonna be winners.
Howie Smokes.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Clemmer. I can't decide here. I guess I'll go No, I mean, Charles Barker talking about fat women is always, that's hilarious.
Okay. They flew her in when they saw that one lady.
It's like, it's just not, it's never an acceptable thing to do. Like, no. But for whatever reason, like, Charles Barker can just talk about how fat women from San Antonio are.
Any other sports personality did it, it would be, they'd be destroyed.
I think if even if Shaq did it.
Yeah.
Did any other city, it might not be okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it's just San Antonio. It's a pass.
Nate?
I'm going blooper reels because The Office, watching them try to break Michael Scott, Steve Carell, is just very, very funny. If you watch Dinner Party bloopers, I could watch that nightly. I'll laugh out loud every time. Also, like, Seinfeld's a good one. Like, people like him and Steve Carell hate breaking, and they just want to get through the jokes, get through the script. And when they break, they get very angry at themselves. I like blooper reels a lot.
I do like SNL when, like, someone breaks. When
Watching actors remember that they're just part of something very funny. Yeah. I'm always like, how do they keep a straight face during all of this?
Hader and what's his name? Mulaney. When they go back.
Oh, that's very funny.
So funny. Yeah.
I'm going blooper reels. I love blooper reels, and I wish more movies had them during the credits. Like, I know that was
you know what? I'm switching
thing,
to blooper reels.
Switching to blooper reels.
If I'm watching a movie, the credits hit, and they start doing the side screen thing where it's like you get the blooper reels, I'm like, I'm in for the next 10 minutes.
I talked about this morning, Chris Tucker at the end of Rush Hour is like my favorite.
Pioneered.
It's insane that every comedy movie doesn't do it. Like, I understand like Oppenheimer. But like every comedy movie should have
even if there's slightly comedic scenes. Yeah, Superbad, Step Brothers has great bloopers.
Oh, Step Brothers, very good.
There's so many great ones. So yeah.
That's that was actually pioneered by Jackie Chan, the whole blooper reel at the end of the movie.
Really?
Like some random movie he did it, and he's like, I'm going to do this in every movie I ever do now. And then other people caught on to that.
Wow, shout out Jackie Chan.
Rush Hour started it too.
Always.
So now we're 3-3, blooper reels versus sportscasters. I'll go with my own. I'll go with blooper reels.
What a comeback.
I really like blooper reels, and they make me laugh a lot.
Loves
Chuck and Shaq make me laugh a lot too, but got to throw them up. Going up against the number seven, now the 7 and the 10, the 7 seed is someone walking into a glass door or a wall.
Oh, that's good.
It's a real good one. Going up against the number 10 seed, Impractical Jokers. Impractical, the big clap from the crew.
Yeah.
Impractical Jokers versus walking into doors, walls, glass, anything like that. Start with you, Bob Fox.
So I submitted walking into doors, glass, because of the video of Rowan recently.
Yeah.
Rowan doing it with Pat Bev is so fucking funny.
Birds doing it's always a
curse.
Well, not as
dogs.
Funny.
Dogs makes a laugh.
What's wrong with you people?
Well, it's funny.
I was thinking people more, but I'm definitely going Impractical Jokers. Without a doubt, it is the number one comfort show that I have on at all times. Love Q, love Sal, listen to both their podcasts. Impractical Jokers.
Ooh, shots fired at Joe and Murr.
Well, Joe's not a joker anymore.
True.
Yeah. Nate?
Oh, boy. So it has to be people, not dogs, you fucking heathens. It has to be people running or walking into glass doors. The hit rate is 100%. It's very funny regardless. Impractical Jokers is always funny, but by episode 210, you kind of know what you're getting yourself
into.
Disagree. It's a good show. It's a funny show. Tommy's about to like suck its cock from here to China, so Tommy, go ahead.
I mean, it's just such a funny show. Like, it's not a bit. Like, and I agree. There are parts that are corny for sure. Like when they're doing like the. I don't love when they like they don't do it as much anymore. They would walk between challenges.
Yeah,
and it's like they would like do a little bit. Like, but the true hidden camera stuff. Like, especially when they like have to give like a focus group presentation,
yes.
Or they're in some random office giving like a slideshow. Is just so funny because first of all the writing is hilarious, like how random some of the things they have to do are, and then when you mix that with the fact that you get it a real reaction from people, it's the perfect show.
You know what I like about them is those four, they were made for that show. Like if people were born for one purpose, they found theirs maybe more than like anybody besides Guy Fieri. Like they are just like
they're perfect.
They are molded for exactly what they did.
The personalities mesh together well. I mean, for their four lifelong friends who compete to embarrass
each other. That's right.
and like, yeah, it's I don't know, like it's like not a bit at all. Like I think it's very.
Oh, we know.
I love it.
And I would when I was a kid, like I'd watch every episode like three or four times.
Yeah.
I got questions because I'm only a casual watcher.
Yeah.
Is it still going on?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I will admit it has not been as good since Trilogy.
All right. So
Are they mostly like in New York, or is it just everywhere?
Hey, aren't they? Yeah, so here comes Dana. How don't they get recognized?
That's a simple question. Well, how much more simple have I could I have said that? I have a question. I'm a casual watcher.
I'm taking out my anger on the world on you because right. A lot of people do. Me and Spider, this was the only thing.
All right, so I'm going to be a dumb dumb. How do people not know?
They shoot a lot. Like they shoot a lot so that. There are people who New York is fucking huge, so there's people that just don't know them. Yeah. Two, there's people that like might kind of know Impractical Jokers, but in the moment they're not like
expecting them.
They're
to
not
come
like
and
oh,
some
this
people
is
probably true. Fake it too. To be honest,
I don't think that many people fake it. Like you'd have to be such a good actor to truly fake it.
And I think they would know right away. Yeah. I interviewed Q and I asked him this question because I was like, everyone wants to know, and he's like, there's like maybe a million people that have seen our show, and there's 80 million people in New York every day, or some crazy number like that. Also, if they're not on the street. The people have been pre-screened to make sure
they don't
know who they are. So if you're in a focus group, somehow you get pre-screened and have you heard of Impractical Jokers or whatever, they know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've wondered how it's probably not that simple because they'd be like, that's a weird
probably not that.
On the faces. I always imagine like maybe they have like Joe or Sal just like in the room, like they just
something like that.
Recognize.
I'd imagine they give them like a sheet, like, do you recognize these people? And it's like a whole bunch of people, but it also includes them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So that's another from Impractical Jokers, and I agree. The punishments are what always
so good. Sal's punishment,
the bingo, yelling bingo in the bingo hall when he doesn't have bingo.
The punishment of making everyone get a tattoo, and they have like all personalized tattoos, and then they just made Sal get a realistic portrait of Jaden Smith.
Yeah,
that's fucking hysterical.
It's oh my god, it's such a good show. Clemmer,
I
up against
what people walking into glass,
walking into doors, glass.
I have a tough time with Impractical Jokers. I think. I don't.
Oh, they're not fart enough on there for you.
It doesn't like they're cut like they laugh way too much.
It's so
annoying. Yeah. It's hard for me to even enjoy the joke because all they're doing is. I've only tried to watch like 3 or 4 episodes because I just can't.
I think you would like it.
I just
a lot of it is improv, and you're obsessed with improv.
I'm not a lot of improv. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with improv.
I have two wives at improv.
I haven't done.
How did you not know that was coming? I'm not obsessed with improv.
I haven't.
I'm not obsessed with improv.
I haven't done improv in 4 years. Partner. I've met my wife doing it. Doesn't mean like.
He's met both of his wives at improv.
That's true. That's a fact. That is a fact. But I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with improv at all.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great fact.
So it's not,
you met two separate wives in a niche community of improv?
He's not an improv guy.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. I was. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with it, though. That's a whole different thing. But yes, I met both my wives doing improv. That's a fact.
They made lifelong pacts with
people
just from improv.
For, like,
but
aspect.
Not only that, it was improv in New Hampshire, which is incredibly small. Wow. Yes.
The dating scene must be crazy.
What am I doing wrong?
I go to improv.
Sign up for an improv.
I tell everyone, go take classes and stuff, because it's something you enjoy. Chances are you'll meet someone who also enjoys it, and it's a great way to meet somebody.
More classes.
Like, yeah, cooking classes, whatever it is. Taking classes is a great way to meet somebody. Worst case scenario, you learn something cool.
Go to more focus groups. You never know what can happen.
Wow. Walking into glass is very funny. I did see a bird fly into a glass window, and it died. It made me cry.
Yeah, that's sad.
So I don't like the animals, but if it's as long as it's people, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's really sad, but the visual of Clemmer sitting at a desk.
I didn't yell. I was at home. I was at home, and I heard something. And I went outside, and I saw it take its last breath. And I started.
Oh my god!
It was really sad.
Really sad.
Do you want to be added to our dead bird group chat?
No. I don't like. I can't deal with dead animals or anything like that. I mean, I get very, very, very upset. I would take myself out.
Not wait to add.
I would take myself out. I don't like that stuff. I don't like that animal.
Well, no, he knows. I take himself out of group chat.
I'd have someone help me here.
I got invited to it by Roan.
You just send dead birds.
All of Roan's buddies and I think Coley. Mm-hmm. And it's just when you see a dead bird, you put it in the chip.
Oh, that's nah. I wouldn't.
How often does a dead bird get sent?
It hasn't been sent in a while, but it used to be. It was a lot.
Birds are having a good run. Too good of a run right now.
That man in Washington Square Park was on a rampage trying to kick the birds. That was wild.
Ooh, where was one?
When we were filming the sketch.
I wasn't there. I had the flu.
No, you were there. You were there for sure. I remember you being there. Maybe you weren't.
Maybe it wasn't you.
No, a man was like running around trying to kick the birds. Ladies were yelling at
that
him.
That guy.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Marty?
Remember, you wouldn't have been happy.
I wouldn't like that. I don't like that. I would yell at him. I'm going to yell. Someone's going to defend the birds.
When his morals come out, it's the funniest.
It's not morals. It's just like
this. It's the Barstool White Knight.
It's not.
Well, that one time we were talking about scamming.
Only went around your balls. That's the difference.
Marty?
This is tough. I'm not a Tommy Dick Rider for them, but
I mean, we got a few Dick Riders.
Yeah, that's
well, I'll ride that dick.
You're riding the dick too. Yeah. I'm not, but I do. It's a casual. Like if it's on sometimes, there's nothing else on. I'll watch
it. And it's always on.
Do you think it's happening? It's like a little bit because it's like almost like Jersey Shorts. Like just give it up already.
I don't.
Or it's like it was hot, really hot. Like they were obviously amazing.
It's super cheap to make though. It must make a ton of money.
Yeah it must be. It's like people are always. I think that's why
it's got to be the number one rated show on True TV by
like then true
outside thing. Of March, yeah.
Yeah, outside of March, then they'll do the joke. Right. Well, it's True
TV. I used to be pissed when Mark Madness would come around and there would be no new impressions.
Right now, if you tune into True TV, it's on. Right now.
It's always on.
Always
that's
on.
Probably why it has a negative connotation, too.
On Max, too.
Because it's on all the time.
Yeah, it's like the ridiculous.
Let's not say it has a negative.
Yeah, there's no negative.
People make jokes, for sure.
They do.
Yeah.
We're on the defense.
It's okay. Be open.
It doesn't overall. There's a lot of Nebraska Jokers fans.
A lot.
And I'm not saying I'm not one. I like.
We're about to play Radio City. We should go see them live.
Let's go.
We're going to Radio City.
It's game time. It's game time.
Right.
Hey, I'm going with the door.
God damn it. What you guys did.
Every time I see it, I think it's funny. So I have no issue with it. I think it's a funny show. I might start it from the beginning.
It's funny.
You'll get all the storyline.
Oh, the White Castle was the first episode, right?
Yeah, no, the first season is like it's so funny. What? Danny, you'll like it.
I know. Every time it's on, I laugh.
You guys are sticking with it because the reason why I picked Door is because of Curb. So I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah. Oh.
When he goes in, when he hits into the glass door, and his girlfriend doesn't want to fuck him anymore, is one of the
that was last season.
Last season, yeah.
And there was a couple before. There's one where he falls down, and Lucy Liu doesn't want to fuck anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like if anyone sees of someone, and it's true, you see someone like get like fall at a bar, ugh, you know, like
bad look.
Hit into like a door, and like what are you more like? You're just the most Brad Pitt could go into a door, like he's gross.
Dana.
Yeah, it's Impractical Jokers for me.
Wow. Oh, and guess what? Tiebreaker, Impractical Jokers movie.
Impractical Jokers versus Trump would be, it's everything for me. I don't know what I'd do.
Now we have the number 2 versus the 15 seed playing, or second chain game. We'll do the chain game first. Dana said, my buddy Eric from Alaska.
So funny, dude.
He is funny.
Really, he fucking does. This is the 2 seed?
No, this is the goal. This is the run.
this is the bad suggestion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever it is. I just had to put that in. I didn't think it was going to make it. But
who's Eric?
He's fucking hilarious.
I actually like that.
Fucking crying laughing about Eric from Alaska. Give us an Eric from Alaska story.
Give us an Eric
joke. He brings him up a lot.
So I don't want to tell any stories.
Wait, you what now?
He's a lawyer now. I don't want to tell any stories.
Is he in Alaska?
Yeah.
It must be so easy.
If you didn't just say his profession, it would have been significantly harder to find.
Might be the only lawyer in Alaska.
No, I just
a lawyer named Eric in Alaska. Yeah, you have like a 1 in 5 shot.
Yeah.
You'll find him.
Does he have a lot of cases out there?
And how do you know him?
He literally can't like get out words.
Give us an Eric story. You need to give us one Eric story.
Oh, I fucking love Eric. All right, that's it.
Unbelievable. Why'd you submit it?
That was a good suggestion.
I didn't think it was going to make it.
No, when you suggest something, he puts it on there usually.
Dana, is he the type of guy who has like a job and a family and you're like, I can't believe I knew Eric from Alaska in college and he would
just Eric. He's just everything he does is fucking hilarious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, this translates to nobody except Eric in Alaska.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What are the odds Eric is even funny? I think Eric's even like that funny.
I trust Dana.
If he went to college with Dana, probably.
Right. I think he's probably pretty funny.
Right. Well, he's hilarious.
He must be raunchy.
We used to be in our old apartment. We just get fucked up, like blacked out, and throw eggs on each other.
All right, Eric.
I like Eric.
Smash eggs on each other. It's funny.
Your humor really is the
so funny, dude. What's it playing? What's Eric playing?
This is a play-in, so we're going through a bunch of options up against. So you also put pre-Drake picture, video, whatever, helicopter dicks.
Yeah, I had a buddy in college who would always be like, fucking hilarious. Another buddy in college, yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate the visual representation.
None of us knew what that was.
I didn't do the whole cup your dick.
No, I never did.
Well, mine's not big enough. I can't. So it's like.
Yours is inverted. You have told us that before. Yeah.
You didn't see any helicopter dicks. You kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Played baseball. You guys were in the locker room fucking slinging it around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we see you seeing like meat spin.
No, people did. I didn't.
Meat spin's helicopter dick. There
I'm not against meat it. Meat spin's hilarious, dude.
Meat spin was funny.
Yeah. That's helicopter dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is SpongeBob AI music videos.
Yep, that's
oh, those are pretty funny.
Those
yeah.
fucking kill me.
Plankton AI covers, really good.
Squidward starts going in yeah. with a gun in his hand.
See, that's I don't funny. Think I've seen these.
That's yeah, funny. They're really good. All of those videos. I'd like to watch so that.
I've seen. I haven't seen that. I've seen SpongeBob.
Gun's funny.
Yeah. I've seen SpongeBob doing the call to prayer in Islam in Arabic, which is very funny. Just a random thing.
I would add the Kendrick Glennie Ball's ISIS.
Those were a fun time.
Those were funny.
I definitely got put on a watch list for
he
making.
Showed,
it.
He tried to show one of those to me for the first time in an airport.
It was. Yeah,
that's right.
I got shown it from like YP in an airport in the first time. Happened? I was like, why are you showing this? To
I have edits of Glennie Ball's and ISIS.
Have you never seen these, Dana?
They're crazy.
Oh, Dana, you have? Do you have them still?
Like, yeah,
people's heads
them.
Off and shit.
No.
Nothing that bad. But
they're so funny.
I had to like Google like green screen ISIS a lot to find like get the right type of vibe going, the music and all that shit. And I definitely got put on a watch list for that. And then the next option is, "How is your wife? She's dead." Attaboy from the other guys. Man, hilarious line.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's how I say hello to my friends. My friend walks in my door. He goes, "How's your wife? She's dead." Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Every time.
Ducks.
I think ducks are hysterical. They're just elaborate. So like when you see funny, when you see a bunch of like especially the kid ducks, like the ducklings following the mom,
did ducks
like running
baby
around.
Ducks.
They're so funny, dude. Like think about how useless ducks are. It's so useless.
They eat bread.
But they're just so funny. They're just like...
They do have a funny walk.
They're always walking around like this all the time.
Black is funny.
I don't like seeing duck on a menu. I don't like
that. Love
no, I don't like
it's really good.
Her duck is real good.
Really good.
There's a threshold of animals I don't want to see on a
you
menu.
You think you would still eat a burger if it was called cow?
Ooh, good question.
No.
That's actually it, yeah. I like that.
But chicken's called chicken.
I know, that's why it's, like, that's why it's a
if
little
if I think
crazy.
About it too much, if I'm eating chicken, I'm like, I don't want to eat this.
Oh.
Mm. That's really
chicken's over.
It never stops.
Clearly,
lamb. I don't like thinking.
Yeah, it is.
I love lamb. It's so good.
Lamb is so good.
I don't know why lamb doesn't cross.
Wait, lamb's a baby cow, right?
No.
What?
No.
What? Fuck did you just
lamb's
say?
Lamb's a lamb.
What's a
veal? Is a baby.
Veal's a, what's lamb? That's
lamb.
A lamb.
It's an animal.
It's standalone.
Yeah. I thought you were fucking with this. I thought that was a bit.
What's a baby cow?
Isn't a lamb, veal. Isn't a lamb kind of like
what's
a
it called? What's it? What's
calf.
It?
Yeah, like a baha.
So we, you, what do you think
a
lamb is?
They're the same family.
I don't know. I can't picture a lamb.
Really?
I don't. I'm not. I'm not going to say that was the dumbest thing of all time because there is that that you know utter that there's something that's a baby cow. No pun intended. Mm. There is that talk that something's a baby cow.
I feel like lambs are all babies. Like a lamb is like just like a baby.
Yeah, Mary had.
You
a
know what a
lamb.
Sheep is?
It's like a sheep.
Yeah, I know what a sheep is.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, that. It's like that.
Do we eat sheep?
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know what the difference between a fucking sheep.
I was just thinking as I was making fun of him, I'm thinking, wait, what is the difference between a lamb and a sheep?
Yeah,
the
same family.
The same thing in my mind, but I'm sure there is a difference.
One a male and one's a sheep.
Now I feel stupid.
Probably.
Lamb.
What is a lamb? What is the difference between a lamb and a sheep? I really
they're
could not tell you.
Lambs are less than 12
Drew
months old.
Ain't full of lamb.
So what is a baby?
Baby sheep.
Oh.
Let's go.
All right.
Eat a lamb. I don't want to eat a little baby
they're
lamb.
So you eat veal?
No, I've never had
this makes me feel worse about seeing lamb on a menu. Now you're getting...
Thank you. Shit.
Do you eat veal?
Duck?
I don't like eating veal because I know the, how they're...
Good,
it's awful. They're like in cages and they're babies
yeah,
and they're like...
I'm going to leave this room vegetarians.
Yeah. Wait, what's up?
I went vegetarian for a week once.
I feel like a hypocrite because I'm not a vegetarian.
Yeah.
What else is on the threshold of animals you
eat? Like I wouldn't eat deer.
Venison?
Is that venison?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
I've had venison once and it was fucking delicious. I don't get why you won't though. Like you're eating the shit out of cats.
That's more like human.
I know, but there's like it's something in my head.
You eat bacon
like,
every day.
You eat bacon every day.
I don't even know why that came out. Right. Oh fuck!
That was like visceral. Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't mean to come out like.
Actually,
that.
I just ordered a sub with bacon. Literally just did. It should be here any minute.
Oh Jesus! But venison, I feel like with deer, at least it's like more humanely. Killed, like,
yeah.
Hunted.
There's a certain like cuteness of an animal. I can't.
Okay.
You know, like a duck's cute to me.
Yeah.
Pigs are cute.
Funny, dude.
Chickens.
Pigs roll around in mud.
Pigs can be cute.
Baby pigs.
They have a spot on their
piglets,
eye. Baby pigs, very
pigs have a spot on their eye. They're very cute.
This is like Pulp Fiction now at this point. You know, pigs have personality. You know, it's the end of Pulp Fiction. Yeah, it's the same conversation.
After ducks is the words Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
That's me.
That's one for you.
That's
and
me.
No one else.
Not Always Sunny.
It was a cartoon that came out. It was called Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. The cartoon was not funny, but something about that structure of words makes me laugh.
Sounds fucking hilarious, dude.
just the words, like, I don't know. It must be the syllables, the way it's like. I'll say that to myself if I'm having a bad day. And I'd chuckle.
That was mean.
No, it's so funny.
Going back after the bacon, you know, you had to throw it at someone.
That was so warranted.
That's totally fair. I threw it in there.
Got a whole room full of no reaction.
That's fine. It is Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. This makes me.
Dana, how did you not get the cartoon from 1947?
No. Actually, I'm surprised it was like the early 2000s. Yeah, that much earlier than you guys?
So is it like what the last Curb episode where she's singing J.G. Wentworth? 877 cash now.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah.
And the last one, Notes app apologies from Marty.
Oh, that's
yeah. Ooh, let's that's
find that one. Shit. Like, especially when it's like one of our viceroys.
Yeah.
Like, or it's like just someone with a burner account, like can't like a PGA tracker guy.
Barstool 2 Lane. Dude,
it honestly, Notes app is one of the funniest things that we have going, and they take it so seriously. Like, you're an insane person if you do that. Like, Rico literally did that when he quit the company like 8 years ago.
I know this comes up every bracket, but I almost did one after the tornado
video. I know you did. And it was,
I pulled over on the side of the road. I called Marty. I was like crying. I'm like, dude, I think I got to do a note set.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure I stopped you from
you did, yes.
Because I found, because it's that it was insane.
Yeah. Well, if you had done that, we would have made way more fun of you.
Way more. Yeah.
That's smart. That was good.
You don't forget.
That's a good friend right there.
Yeah. There, buddy.
It was, you were in bad shape.
Yeah.
Pulled over the car.
That, would you cry more, that or when you were...
I didn't actually cry. I was just, like, distraught.
What about when you were Portnoy's intern for 5 seconds or whatever?
I didn't cry at that either. He just said I cried. I didn't cry.
You cried.
We're going to talk off what happened yesterday.
That's a funny... Yeah, I'll tell it off camera.
So, Chain 2, Dana's buddy from Alaska, Eric, versus Helicopter Dicks. Did Eric do Helicopter Dicks? Did this a back-to-back?
Eric did not.
Eric did not do Helicopter
Dicks? No, he did. Obviously,
he did. He just threw eggs on. He wasn't a Show My Dick guy.
He had
one Show My Dick guy. I was a Show My Dick guy crew, because me and the other dude, and his, he had like a hog, and I had a tiny dick, so it was always funny of like big dick next to small dick.
Put them right up next to each other?
I was not a show guy.
No.
The only time it was close was when Waiting came out.
Oh,
and they were like Brain and like all that stuff. But like, I
was a big mangina guy.
What, like that?
That's getting close.
Mangina's should be on this list, dude. Mangina's are fucking hilarious.
I just was never that type. I just never was. I
hate farts, but I love manginas.
That's getting clubbed too.
really
no, but I was never a Show My Dick guy until I got into a crew with a Show My Dick guy. And I was like, all right.
Peer pressure, yeah.
Yeah.
I got gum on my leg was a big one for 5 minutes in the locker room.
Balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, sneaky. Sneaky nuts?
Sneaky nuts.
Sneaky nuts is funny. I have a buddy that we would take like serious pictures with our friends and he'd have his nuts in.
That's crazy.
Like graduation pictures.
God, dude.
Someone did that in the credits of Teen Wolf. There's just the credits. It's just like the basketball game. Everyone leaves and someone just whipped their dick out and walked out casually.
Jesus Christ.
Unreal move.
You gotta start doing sneaky nuts.
So,
I'm gonna start doing sneaky nuts. Just on Instagram,
it's like nobody notices it, and then it's like, oh shit, there's balls.
Watch, and then you
yes, and look at my watch. Yeah.
What time is it?
So Dana's buddy Eric from Alaska, Helicopter Dick, SpongeBob AI music videos. How's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy. Ducks. The words Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. I'm just gonna tell you right now, we're getting rid of that one. Versus Notes app apologies. Start with you, Robbie.
I'm going to go with SpongeBob AI videos, which I don't know if anyone else is going to vote for it, but that really hit me in the soul when I heard that.
There have you seen them?
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
I posted some of them. I need to see one.
They're I wrote a blog funny. Recently about like AI and how it's like ruining music, and I said the only thing AI
was
should
SpongeBob AI rap? Was that
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
That AI actually
rap.
It's on like TikTok.
Plankton has a ton. I've seen Plankton do like Creep by Radiohead.
And Squidward
Monster in My Bed featuring Drake. Would this be
okay. Wait, I think I got... Let's see.
I think after the third one, though, I think I'd stop.
This goat. This kind of. I submitted this. It didn't get. I guess it didn't get on. But it. I put like humanizing historical figures or like inanimate object. Like whenever like someone does like a Jesus in modern day or Hitler or Lincoln or something as like Louis C.K. is a bit of like a God doing a press conference, which I've just always found like whenever you do something like that, and that's kind of along those lines, like humanizing something that shouldn't be human and making them act very normal is very funny to me.
We have one for the SpongeBob AI videos, Nate.
So I feel like Dana's friend Eric in Alaska, for him to want him on the bracket.
Must be hilarious.
So everybody knows someone they went to college with who just like hits 1,000, like does not miss. And I feel like Eric, Dana's friend in Alaska, just everything he does and says is funny. Like it's just one of those guys who no matter what,
he's gonna have a heart attack.
He is, dude.
Yeah, he's just like
the best.
My brother has a friend like your friend Eric in Alaska, and his name is, we can edit it out, I don't know, Pat, and he just doesn't like everything he says does. His movements, he can put like, he's like a big guy, he can put his leg over his head. He's just funny. So yeah, I'm taking Dana's friend Eric in Alaska.
Thank you.
Is buddy Eric in Alaska?
You make a convincing point. For Dana to be like, I have to submit Eric from Alaska.
And I won't explain anything about him.
Yeah, but like, just take my word for it, he's fucking hilarious. He must be incredible.
Oh, fuck. Another one for Eric from Alaska.
Wait, should he work here? Like, he's like one of those people who...
Oh, I used to think so, but he's like, he has like a very serious job now.
Yeah, he probably makes way more
money.
He's
been doing it forever, so...
Yeah. Clemmer?
He's so funny.
Yeah, like the SpongeBob thing, I don't get it. I mean, I didn't saw the show, so that doesn't do anything for me.
You don't have to have seen the show to get why that's funny.
Now, Undersea.
I understand
if it was Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, doing the rap.
I never really liked the show. It's like the name.
Oh, my God.
SpongeBob, that stuff's funny because you guys have a connection to the show. You don't have a connection to the show. It's just like a cartoon.
It's just a cartoon with AK-47s.
That's not funny to me. But Eric sounds... I heard one story about Eric, and it was very funny with the egg. So I'm going to go with Eric.
From Alaska has three.
Eric from Alaska.
Yeah, three votes right now.
I'm going Notes App.
Notes App apologies. Dana.
I'll go with Eric.
So, Eric from Alaska.
Can you tell us one more?
Kind of like not knowing.
The mystery is nice.
The egg was fun.
The egg is good.
The bracket you guys turned on my guy Flip, and now I feel bad.
You didn't turn on him. You presented him.
Sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And see, that's what I mean. Now Flip, I feel bad for Flip. He's like sexual assault.
I mean, did Eric also sexually assault you?
No.
Yeah, so what's the harm?
I just know your humor. I know what Eric's done. And you've talked to him before, so I do know you.
Do you have another PG Eric story, like the eggs?
I'm gonna leave it at what I've said.
All right.
No, he hasn't done anything. Like,
you're making him sound like he does.
I just want him weird.
By not saying
he murdered a homeless guy or something.
Do anything weird. I just want to keep him a urban legend.
Yeah.
You know,
mythological creature.
Yeah.
Urban legend's good.
So he's going up against number 2 seed. Very simple one. I think one that's gotten all of us over the years. Now, I don't think as funny now, but still can be. Getting hit in the balls. One of the most submitted ones as well.
I'll take nut shots.
Nut shots are up there.
Sorry, Eric. You had a good run.
Eric versus Eric from Alaska versus getting hit in the balls. Dana.
Nut shots.
Eric.
I mean, my real answer is Eric, but like we don't have to
pick Eric
with Eric.
Pick Eric.
Eric can have his run.
Eric's my vote.
All right, Eric.
I hate nut shots.
All right, Eric.
Wait, even on other people?
Yeah.
I agree. It doesn't do it for me.
Hate it.
Back in the day, great. I think now, not as much.
America's Funniest Home Videos kind of ruined like nut
shots. Mascot with the reverse t-shirt gun shoots himself in the nuts.
Okay, so no, that's different then. Accidentally getting hit in the shot. I'm saying the like when your boy goes like this.
I'm thinking more accidental.
That's still funny.
I hate when you get hit. I hate that.
I laugh at that.
It's still funny.
It's stupid, but I laugh.
That's why I think it's good.
You got two for Eric from Alaska.
Eric wins for me. I have to.
Clemmer?
I'm going to go with Eric.
Eric versus Trump would be all time.
Eric from Alaska, three votes. Tommy?
Yeah, I think nut humor is it's low brow, it's juvenile. Eric is one of the greatest comedic minds of our generation. I don't know anything about him, but I know he's fucking hysterical. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I know that I don't think nut shots are funny. I think Eric might be the funniest man alive, so I have to go with Eric.
Yeah. You guys got to send this shit to when this comes out.
My way of thinking is similar. Like, a nut shot, it's similar to what we said maybe it was about mints. A nut shot can be funny. everything Eric does is funny.
Yeah, apparently. Oh,
and if Eric does a nut shot, it's the perfect moment with the perfect people, and you get the perfect amount of laughter from it.
Friends at all? Like,
yeah. Yes, they're the funniest people in the world.
I don't have an Eric.
And they have normal jobs, and you're like, wait, why are you just working behind a desk? You're
so much funnier than me or like a lot of people here.
You meet these people who are just brilliant, like Chris Farley-esque comedic minds, and they just are pushing paper all day. You're like, what are you doing? You're a megastar. Eric would not miss on a nut shot. Like, everybody would be like, that's the funniest nut shot we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So I take Dana's friend Eric from Alaska.
Eric sounds really funny, but I have to stand up for nut shots here. Nut shots are funny. They are.
Accidental nut shots.
Much funnier than on purpose, yes. I think. Mm-hmm. But like, even in the WWE, nut shots can be funny. Like, if someone hits the right kind of, the ladder tips over and they just land on the rope or something like that.
Oh, yeah. One of these.
Yeah.
These get me.
So I'm going nut shots.
You know what made me laugh recently? I watched it, I think, the first time in a while. I don't know what show it's from. It might be The Challenge, but they're doing like some of the catapults and watermelons. And like the way he shoots it and it goes back and hits him in the face.
That's so Survivor. Good.
That's Survivor?
Right?
Yeah, I think it, I think
GIF
it was Survivor.
Survivor when they try to do the slingshot.
Watermelon catapult and watermelon? Hits the lady in the face. I thought it was The Challenge. I don't know though.
You might be right. I don't know.
YouTube video I ever watched was a brutal nut shot. It's this guy, I think he's on rollerblades. He goes down a ramp, he does like a mid turn, and just on the corner of the half pipe goes down. And it is so funny. Every time it's funny.
Crunched. All right, before we get into the playoffs, let's listen to or talk about the next sponsor of the day, Ibotta. It's officially soup season. Make sure you get all the ingredients you need to master your recipe while getting cash back on your purchases with Ibotta. It's the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $145 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, buy that fight you've been eyeing, or that game you've been dying to go to, or the fancy dinner that you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you can just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash in your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying the app and using code BRACKET when you register. So just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back using code BRACKET. That's Ibotta at the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. Thanks to Ibotta. All right.
Ibotta.
First matchup of the playoffs. Oh, boy. News bloopers versus kids saying adult stuff. We could kind of narrow it down to swearing more. Robbie Fox.
That's a really good matchup. I'm probably going to go kids saying curse words.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably funnier than news bloopers because I think it hits more often.
That's true. And more likely than to happen than a news blooper.
Yeah.
Nate?
It's kids cursing, saying adult stuff. Just they're so funny because they have this shit-eating grin on their face. They just say whatever they just heard their mom or dad hear. Then mom or dad has to like keep a serious face, but they want to crack up the whole time. And it can go on, as I said before, forever. Like the kid hears one word they know that they're not supposed to say. They're running around the house screaming it. It's quite humorous.
I didn't know that flipping people off was a thing.
When
I was younger, and I used to flip off everybody, and like my friends were told me, don't do it. It's like, you're going to get in trouble. And I was like, no, I'm not. So I flipped off my teacher.
Got in
huge trouble.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, yeah, you can't do it. Because I guess they just never flipped off for people or whatever. But Tommy?
This is tough. It's two things saying something you're not expecting them to say, really, at the end of the day.
Correct.
And I think, I mean, the kids is very funny, but there's more variety in the news bloopers. Like, after, you know, if I watch 5 straight videos of kids cursing, I'll still be laughing, but I think the variety of how different news bloopers can be and like the embarrassment. It's also because like there's when the kids say it, they're not usually embarrassed. Like the news anchors are embarrassed, which adds a level of humor. So I'll go with that.
Yep. News bloopers. Clemmer?
Yeah, I'm on news bloopers as well for a lot of the reasons Tommy said.
2-2. Marty?
Well, when Tommy swayed me, I'm going news because they take their job so seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
When they're supposed to just talk, like do a 20-second little thing and then a bee stings them or something crazy happens, is the best. So
there's the bison one too. Do you remember that one? There was like a buffalo or something like breaks into like the news reporter's car. Always them reporting. Fuck.
Or when they're like pushing someone out of it, like while they're still stiff arm just to like get them out. They take it so
seriously. Or the weather when they're outside in like crazy like hurricane conditions and they're like that shit.
Bro, you don't have to.
It's always funny.
Great Family Guy bit, was it? Black Weatherman, Ali.
Oh, yeah, when they cut.
It's raining.
Yeah, rain. It's raining.
It's going to rain.
Yeah. It's raining sideways.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Dana, it's 3-2 right now in favor of news bloopers.
What's the other one?
Going against kids cursing.
I'm going to go with kids cursing, yeah. But I do have a conspiracy against the fucker right in the pussy guy. I think that's fake news clips.
Oh, I think he was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It became after the first time, at the very least. Like, those were all plants.
Were, like, even the first one?
No, I think the first one
was natural, and there are a lot of copycat killers out there.
Yeah. Oh, but it's all the same guy.
I think those were plants.
Might have been a hoax. I'm not convinced.
So you think the local news hit him up for, like, a
radio? No. I think it wasn't even real news. It was just, like, a fake.
Some of them are fake,
clip.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the idea that...
went on the street and did it, had a guy ran in and said...
I like the idea the news industry was down and they needed, like, a spark plug, so they planted a fucker in the pussy guy.
I could see.
So people had to watch the local news to see if their local news would get fucker in the pussy.
Do a documentary on that guy.
So the fucker and the pussy guy, FHRITP, was fake all along.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
I thought every... Okay, well, I mean, that's just a Reddit
But then people started doing it for real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winston
did it, right?
I'll do Man on the Street, and I'll get, like, three of those every time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so it has longevity.
It goes.
Wow, yeah. Damn.
That's art creates...
Never put it Halloween in the edit, because I don't think it's funny.
It's like a Baba Booey for Man on the Street.
True. Yeah. That's crazy. I just always assumed that was real.
A little kid swearing, please.
So now we're tied up. News bloopers to kids cursing. I think the kids cursing is more... The news bloopers are more special. So I'm going to go with the news bloopers. I think that's because it's rare. It's more special to me. And maybe not as common, but I think they always
kids
make me
cursing.
Laugh.
I grew up with DX in wrestling, and all of their shirts said, suck it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't allowed to get any of them. And then they put out a shirt that said, Vince loves, and it was a rooster. I just went up to my mom. I was like, there's finally a shirt I can get. It doesn't say any curse words. It just says Vince loves cock. She was like, what? Dead serious. I didn't think that was a curse.
I wasn't allowed to watch MTV growing up, so we watched The Alternative, which was, of course, BET. And my mom didn't know that.
I didn't curse till I was 14, I think. Fun fact.
I think that's a fair enough age.
Yeah.
Really?
Remember your first
openly
one?
Like, I was on a school bus.
Like, I still don't like
your
curse
friends?
In front of my
some,
parents.
Some kid pulled a Dana and was like, swear right now, or like bullied me into swearing, and I said...
Oh, wait, 14? No.
Can I take my dick out instead?
That's high school.
I was a freshman year, yeah.
That's crazy.
I was such a pussy.
Wait, you're saying you didn't curse in front of your...
Never swore ever. My life.
Was that like a Catholic school thing?
No. Just, my mom doesn't swear.
Interesting.
Mm. My mom still will yell at me. Yeah.
Like, I don't like to curse.
I said fuck.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, dove right off the deep end. Yeah.
But then once I said it, I was like, this is sick. I kept saying it.
No, I remember.
It is, though. When you first really start saying fuck. I had a buddy in like fourth grade. He would start saying fuck. And I'm like, this guy's a badass.
Yeah. Like, it is weird that
actually,
like.
That's a good question. What was the first that when you thought someone was like a badass in like kindergarten?
This kid Devin, we were all sit down and he would step over everybody to get to the front of everybody sitting down. It's like, this guy's an alpha. This was kindergarten.
I was Kyle.
Always pretty big.
Kyle in second grade, we would have to sit at your lunch table. You couldn't leave your lunch table. And he came over to our lunch table to talk. Was biting in this apple in a really cool way. Talked about how he's dating Paige. And then the lunch lady was like, go back to your seat. It's like he started to walk back and then he just like stood behind a pole for a second and she walked by and he came right back over. It was the sickest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Vinny Kasarik. There was a kid in my middle school who
ran him over.
Okay.
Talking at all. That was crazy.
You just ran him right over, dude.
Yeah, I did.
Vinny Kasarik.
I did. He asked me to be part of a gang. I went home and asked if I could be part of the gang. And then everything he did after that, I was like, that kid's so fucking cool, man. He has his ears pierced.
Yep, that's a big one.
That is very cool, by the way.
I was saying, remember when people used to dye their... The flip?
The tips.
Yeah. It wasn't a tip. It was just a flip.
Yes.
That was just a haircut. I had a flip, too.
It was blonde.
And they put it blonde. Oh, yeah. And my mom was like, no, you're not doing that. And I was like, the fuck?
I did it with gel in middle school. And, like, the gel would, like, make your hair look more yellow. I walked in and, like, the whatever lady at the front desk made me go to the bathroom and wash it out. She's like, you look stupid. Take that off.
Wow. The flip's a crazy hairdo, by the way.
I had the flip until I was in, like, sixth grade, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the flip for a long
time.
Yep. until
a little while to do too. Like the
story now.
Yeah, oh, it's a stupid story, but it's this kid in middle school. He started this rumor that I wanted to milk my girlfriend. I was like, "That's an alpha move." I never said that, and then everyone started saying it to me, like, "You want to milk your girlfriend, don't you?"
Milk her?
Yeah, I'm like, and I was just like, "Yeah, I guess he's right."
Not the worst rumor. Like, to have.
Yeah, be way worse.
Like, he just came up with it out of the clouds. I'm like, I respect that. You can just make up rumors.
Rumors are brutal, man.
Rumors are rough.
That's like, they're rough. If you're part of it. If you're not part of it, it's awesome. But if you're part of it, it's awesome.
I still believe stuff about people from middle school to this day.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I still don't know if Fran and Mintz were roommates at one point. It could be true. Could not be true. I have no idea.
Would you guys...
Simmons fought Liam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Blackjack Fletcher.
We would go into AIM chat rooms. This is like 7th and 8th grade. And we would rap battle and work out all our problems there. Like if you were having...
They did go on BT early,
If
huh?
you were having like beefs with someone, you know, in like class, like you would meet at the AIM chat room that night. And
And people would leave. Yeah, they were away. Like, I remember my friend Brian broke up with, or Courtney broke up with him, and he just like made his away message like, "Courtney's an acne face bitch."
Jesus Christ!
It was like, but it wasn't like that crazy. Like, yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? Like, that's so what Brian's sad. Gonna do. Yeah. Like,
when you're younger too, remember Form Spring? You go on Form Spring, you're like, Matt Cahill is hot, and it's, like, you just see if anyone like likes it or not, or they answer like, "No, he's fucking ugly."
Those are
Form Spring was fucked up, man.
We should do that with.
Everything was anonymous.
Remember Yik Yak?
Yik Yak, yeah.
We used to do that in college.
Yik Yak was mean.
Didn't it get banned from like college campuses? Yeah.
What is Yik Yak? I don't
be all like, anonymous stuff.
I would just write shit about myself, though, like to be funny. I was
of course.
It looks so hot hanging out with all those athletes, even though he's such a narp. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. He does.
My college, like, I feel like maybe it got banned only a couple months in. It was more general stuff. It wasn't, like, mean about specific.
Ours was pretty mean.
Ours got mean, but then sometimes it was general, like, where the party was going to be at the night or whatever, but, like, most of it got mean.
We didn't have that, but we had Twitter account. It was, like, UMD, University of Maryland, like, anonymous or whatever. It'd be like, so-and-so is hot. So-and-so smells.
Everyone was just overheard about themselves saying they're hot and see if anyone one bit and I was like, ooh, okay, we got one.
It was like the like for truth is on Facebook and shit that people used to do.
Yeah,
like this and I'll tell you how I feel about you.
You're like poking someone on Facebook was fucking crazy.
Poking was sick.
Poking's wild.
Poking.
Now we have this matchup is
Knuckles is horny.
White Sox Dave.
Oh boy.
Versus the one and the only Donald Trump.
I mean,
going to this semi in the final four.
This is like when a game everybody goes, this is the real finals.
Yeah.
Right. This is the real final.
White Sox Dave versus Donald Trump.
This is Brady Manning.
Dana B.
It's got to be Trump. I mean, dude, we just reminisced over all this shit for like 20 minutes.
I literally can't wait to get home tonight and like do a Donald Trump like binge.
So Donald
I'm gonna
Trump.
Come. I love that.
I'm gonna turn those lights off.
Lights. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Trump for me.
Marty?
I'm gonna stay true to myself, and it's White Sox Dave. I do find Trump so funny. Honestly, you've been bringing more of it out. Yeah. Like, of me
he's very funny.
But White Sox Dave, man, he just the interactions off camera make me fucking laugh so much.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer?
It's got to be Trump for me. I mean, there was a Trump board game when I was a little kid. Like, even back then, he was just like a ridiculous character. He's been a ridiculous character for my entire life.
You're going to buy that tonight?
Yeah, it's got to be Trump. He had a board game in the 80s because he was like
Monopoly, basically.
It was very similar.
Yeah, figures.
Yeah.
He's so funny that he became the president of the United States.
You literally,
He was funny on Apprentice. Like, he was like, really funny on Apprentice.
No other, like, political background. He insulted his way with humor to the presidency. And of all the things we've mentioned, like, I want to go on a Trump TikTok binge.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, so I'm just assuming you're going Trump over White Sox Dave. Nate?
He's so funny.
You can be talking about either of them.
I would like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers, on this special date, September 11th.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, that's a legend.
Dude. He's the funniest human of all time. It's Donald J. Trump.
It's Trump for me, too. It's even the ones that, like, go under the radar. I remember, I think it was the first debate with Hillary. She called him a puppet at one point. She was, like, in the middle of her speech, and he just went, "You're a puppet."
That's so fucking funny.
And she said, like, oh, thank God, like, you're not running the country. He's like, if I was, you'd
be in jail. That one, I remember.
So
funny. He's, like, walking around behind her, too, in that weird way.
Just the voice, the hair.
His mannerisms.
The,
tan,
the orange.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But even, like, the stuff that's not everything adjacent to him is funny, where he had, like, his doctor write him a letter saying he's the most healthy person in the world.
And then the picture, like, of his doctor is, like, the goofiest looking one.
Recently,
everything.
He's like, I know nobody's going to believe I hit a hole in one, but I did.
Oh, yeah, the healthiest person ever seen. Yeah. The weight was, like, way off. It was ridiculous.
Video of him just sticking the green, like, 2 feet to the hole. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. His golfing is incredible.
Remember early during COVID, like, that lady, the lady who was, like, the health whatever, like, she started coughing a little and just goes, like, uh-oh, like, starts, like, walking away.
I think Trump's doctor said he was, like, 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, it was hysterical. Yeah, this was his doctor. Before
how much he loves McDonald's.
Fucking picture him as so
him
funny.
Him getting fast food for everybody in the White House.
He has a Diet Coke button on his desk. Yep. Yeah. Dude,
I mean, the Cinco de Mayo,
really, his whole crew, too. Like, everybody he brought in was hysterical.
Giuliani press conference where he had the hair dot.
Oh, the hair was leaking.
His head was leaking.
Yeah.
What kind of guy with a leaky head?
He had Omarosa. Omarosa was on his staff.
Omarosa was on his staff. Yeah. Like, dude, there's all hysterical. So now we have Trump versus news bloopers to go into the final.
It's such an obvious Trump.
Yeah, that's
Or should we even need to vote on this one?
Sweep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a class. that's one of
which one is that?
Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend. And maybe someday that will happen.
Is that real?
Yes.
That's real?
Yes. Oh, that's the president. Yes. That's so funny.
It's so funny.
Dude, I always think growing up, I had a placemat. And like, you had each president's face and their Republican, Democrat, and when they were president. And I thought it was like, these are the most important people of all time. Like, holy shit. And then we just have this goofball as president.
It's like you're like when you're younger, like these teachers, man, they're like the crazy. And then you have your best friend's a teacher. He's a fucking moron.
That's Eric's, Eric from Alaska.
Eric from Alaska is a lawyer now.
I've never seen like,
smashing eggs on each other.
But how do you say the president of China excise?
Xi Jinping or something?
Whatever. He goes, as Trump and whatever dined, the president gave an order to destroy a Syrian air base. And he goes, this is Trump. We had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. So what happens is I said to him, we just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq. And I want you to know this.
I mean, even just beautiful dogs on the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Paper towel launch. Oh.
He should be at these last debates that they just haven't had him, and it's just all the losers debating each other. Like,
to see him there,
he needs to go back. He doesn't need to, but he should for the humor aspect. So Trump's moving on. Before we get to the other side of the playoffs, let's talk about Roan Apparel. Shout out to our good friend Roan. It sucks finding shit to wear. Sometimes we dress like assholes. Happens more often than not. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention of and Roan has stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to man, and here's why. They have products for every occasion. They get you ready for anything with the commuter collection, which offers the most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, and polos. You never have to worry about what you're wearing with the Roan, or what you're doing when you wear it with the Roan commuter collection. They have great mobility, a comfortable four-way stretch fabric that has breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy whatever life throws your way, and looking good is easy. It's time to feel confident without the hassle. They have wrinkle release technology. Wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products. It's that easy, which I love, because everything I put in my dryer gets wrinkled. It's just the fucking worst. We love Roan clothing here. The commuter collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save $20 off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to Roan, roane.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to find your corner office comfort. All right, other side. Oh boy, this is blooper reels versus Ben Mintz.
The human blooper.
He is a human blooper reel.
That's
easy.
That actually kind of makes it interesting because they one kind of exists with the other. So let's go with.
So is this like if I could have one for the rest of my life, do I pick the office bloopers or Ben Mintz? Like
what all makes
bloopers.
You laugh? What's funnier?
It's a more full
all gag reels.
Yeah. All gag reels.
This is tough.
Dana B.
Mincy.
One for Mincy.
Mincy.
Two for Mincy.
Yeah, I laugh more at Mintz than I do at Mincy.
Mincy?
I agree.
Mincy's going to win, but...
It has to be Mincy.
Yeah.
Probably Mincy. McLean.
Yeah. Mincy. And then
it's the unpredictability of what he can do.
Some blooper reels suck, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you know a lot of them suck.
You know what's coming with a blooper. You know, Mincy, you really don't know what's
you don't know.
Where would he be?
He will literally say anything.
If he was not found... by David.
He was on like radio and
oh, I know,
running
like,
hockey media. Still, yeah.
He'd be doing play by play.
A gold mine that would have never been uncovered.
Yeah.
So he's the when people ask what would so and so do if they didn't work at Barstool, some people are just meant to work at Barstool. Mm. And Ben Mintz would have eventually always, no matter what, he would have always
water finds his level. Yeah.
His way.
Years from now,
every path leads to Barstool.
Yeah. Every single path, every multiverse, every everything leads him to here.
I forgot about Hogs for the Cause. The nonstop business calls about Hogs for the
nonstop, and then Dave was like, does this have anything to do with Barstool? He's like, no. Nothing.
Eric from Alaska versus Impractical Jokers.
Oh, this is an easy one.
Eric from Alaska versus Impractical Jokers. Let's go with you.
It's got to be Jokers. Respect to Eric from Alaska.
Is it? He had a good run.
Got to be Jokers.
Is Eric from Alaska or in Alaska?
Don't sell it short yet.
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nate?
She is.
It has to be Dana's friend Eric and
negative
Alaska.
45 degrees right it, now there.
Like, Jesus. It's just one of those things where it's inexplainable how funny this guy is. But I know Dana has laughed every single
his name
time
comes good
his
point.
Name comes up. It has to be Eric in Alaska.
Do you do like an Impractical Jokers type show with Eric from Alaska?
Eric could be a star. I know that for a fact. He's just
got a life.
He's grinding, you know?
Tommy?
The Eric bit, it's cute, it's fun, it's run its course up against the fucking juggernaut that is the greatest comedy of all time in Practical Jokers. So I'm going in Practical Jokers.
Practical Jokers?
I've already laughed more at hearing about Eric from Alaska than I have watching
Impractical. Wow.
Shots fired.
Imagine.
Eric.
Another for Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah!
I don't like Man. When this... I don't like when like a something like this wins
because you've talked about him enough.
I mean, it's not going to win.
No, it won't win.
It's not going to win.
That's what they said about Trump. He can't win.
it's Eric versus from Alaska versus Ben Mintz.
Oh, fuck.
To go into the finals.
Me personally, I laugh more at Eric.
Oh my
god! Oh, this guy's the funniest man alive.
Oh, like by far.
So take him then.
Yeah.
I don't like the vote. Bit of like he's
not true. A bit. That's,
you
that's
have
true.
To be true to
I'm
yourself.
Being true to myself. Yourself.
Being
true to myself. He
hang three in the bracket.
Eric. I'm only Mincy. That's more.
There we go.
Fair right. with that one.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mincy here.
All right. Mincy.
Be fair. Well, you know him.
Eric had a good run. He had a good
run. I know. Eric. No. Here. That's.
Mincy would walk around the hallway saying, "It's the summer of Mincy." Like that is
thought serious. He invented the
MILF.
Term MILF.
He thought, yeah. he, that's
he, thought he invented
when you're hot, you're hot.
He thought he invented that.
When you're hot,
that
you're
is
hot.
So yeah. fucking.
He truly
funny.
Thought that. Yeah. He truly thought that. Yeah.
Okay, Dan, I have a question.
Yeah.
If Eric, your friend from Alaska, had Twitter or Instagram, would he be as funny as Ben Mintz is?
Like if he posted his daily shit?
No, he's funnier as an urban legend.
Yes, I think that's why I go Mintz because it's in my face every sure. day. I mean, the man said the Ben word and got a raise and a promotion Ben-word. And got moved to a new city. Like, he's he sat down.
Everyone.
So
nobody has failed upward quite like that.
They offered
better
him
than all of us here. And
they offered him a new contract, and he said, we need to go upstairs to the boardroom. He sat across from Erica and negotiated stock options with her. Like, he is the funniest fucking person.
Did he get him?
Of course.
He probably gets paid way more than all of
yes.
us.
Yes.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And he should.
Yeah. And he should.
Yeah.
No, this
yeah.
isn't like the
yeah, it wasn't like,
eight on Ben
yeah,
Mintz hour.
No, it's
he
love.
Is a comedic mind that we will never be able to
We're
do.
Calling him one of the funniest humans to ever live.
He's one of the two funniest humans to ever live.
Yeah.
This is pure serendipity.
It's Mintz for sure.
Mintzy for sure. Mincy's going to go up against...
It's the little things like him bringing you into a closet to discuss stuff. It's,
oh, and
it's
follow you into the bathroom when yeah. you're trying to get away from him? Yeah.
He's so good.
Being like, how are you? And being like, good, how are you? And he's like, just got a 3-year deal.
Dave laid off. Herschel laid off all those people. Ben Mintz tried to release his I just signed a new contract blog that
yep.
day.
Yep.
It's never how you doing good. It's always how you doing. I'm going to see Widespread Panic for
yeah.
some.
Yep, the 18th exactly. time. Yeah. Before we get into their finals, the last sponsor of the day, let's talk about BetterHelp. Common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when people put both of them put work into it to make it great. Therapy can be a place where you can work through the challenges that you face in your relationships, whether it's friends, work, your significant others, or anyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So let a brief questionnaire, get matched up with a licensed therapist or switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. I started using them over COVID. Super convenient. You don't have to go to a physical office, which always sucks, and any sort of relationship with a doctor whatsoever. So go become your own soulmate. I like that. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking to for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/lights and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/lights. Finals, Ben Mintz versus Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
Things this that is, always make
this
you
is
laugh.
The final. This is the
finals. The finals.
Wow.
This is the finals.
And this is a pretty fair finals.
I think we did good.
I think they're the two funniest people to laugh.
Let's go with you, Robbie Fox. First vote.
Oh, my God. This is a lot of pressure to set the tone here.
Do you want me to go first?
I think I'm going to go Trump.
One.
It's really, really hard between the two of them. I think Trump's just got more of a vault, more of a library to go through.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. One for Trump.
It's Trump because he does it on literally the biggest stage in the world. He's not in the basement.
Wake up Mincy, some would say, was the biggest stage.
Was. Seasons 1 and 2, 3's fallen off.
True.
Mincy's saying he only does it 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Very funny.
So funny.
But no, Trump.
Two episodes before he did that?
Trump does it. Like, and he does it right in his haters' faces, too. He knows how much they hate him, and he rubs their faces in it. He does it on, I mean, the world leader aspect of it. Nobody does it.
I think if Mintz was a world leader.
Nobody does it like him. He does not crack under pressure. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's nonstop hilarity.
Another for Trump, Tommy?
It's tough. God, it's tough, but I have to go Trump. I think for Nate's points, if he's doing it, like, he's not... You know, he's not
blinded by the bright lights.
Local YMCA dropping 50. He's at Madison Square Garden every fucking night. So I gotta go Trump.
Clever.
Yeah, kind of what the guy's saying. Like, the stakes are just so much higher with Trump. The degree of difficulty is so much higher. Plus, we've had Trump in our lives for so much longer. I have to go with Trump.
Another for Trump.
Even if he was doing this as a celebrity. Right, just would take the presidency out. We'd still be like, "This is
most." I mean, those tweets,
powerful person in the world.
So funny.
Yeah. He was laugh out loud funny on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Way before
just the fight. Fact that
dude,
this
the
guy
paper
was,
towels. Everybody expects him to be like, "We're giving all this money to these hurricane devastated areas," and he's just doing his jump
shot. Shot a J. Might be the best mix ever of intentional and unintentional.
Yes.
Because he knows he has a lot of
unintentionally funny moments, but then he has some genuine, it's, oh, this guy, like, he's
with
funny.
Him.
He's
It's Trump.
Hezzy jumper with relief aid is so fucking funny. It's crazy. Marty?
Trump.
Another for Trump.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
A little preview of November, boys.
Shout out Rumble.
At the Rumble. So the winner of the bracket episode 113, Things Red That Wave. Make Us Laugh the Most Consistently. Donald J. Trump. Oh, Tommy's just, you're the happiest man alive right now.
Who submitted that?
You.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
The winner's Trump. We'll be back next week with the Chicago.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Boys back, but until then, we'll see you guys next time.